Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the commitment to a civilian government in Egypt is good to hear.
We believe that the Egyptian government has a particular responsibility to restrain security forces and to allow the Egyptian people to peacefully express themselves.
How do you feel about the Congressional Deficit Reduction Committee failing to come up with a plan? Peter Schweitzer is author of the book Throw Them All Out. He says what might make Americans even angrier are the benefits afforded elected officials, such as getting privileged information on market trading. Insider trading is illegal, but there seems to be a bit of flexibility in the law regarding members of Congress.
U.S. senators actually are better investors, I'll put that in quotation marks, than hedge funds. Hedge funds beat the market by 7-8% a year. U.S. senators beat the market by 12% a year.
Well, right here at holiday travel time, Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu is introducing some legislation to put limits on airlines that charge baggage fees. One proposal would prohibit airlines from charging for your first checked bag. The other would allow baggage fees, but it would raise taxes on airlines that charge for baggage. Now, the airline industry, of course, opposes both ideas. The TSA says the number of checked bags nationwide has dropped sharply since 2009, and the number of carry-on bags is way up. This is CNN Radio.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Naked Juice is getting a suit. A lawsuit. Los Angeles Times reports a consumer is accusing Naked Juice and its parent company Pepsi of deceptive advertising when it claims the brand's juice products are all natural. Listed ingredients in Naked Juice include zinc oxide, ascorbic acid, and a few too difficult to easily pronounce. The company says it stands behind its products. People who have heard the most recent commercials might think AT&T's proposed takeover of T-Mobile is just about a done deal at this point. This will change their minds. The chairman of the FCC has come out in opposition of the merger. The commission says an AT&T T-Mobile get-together would result in higher costs for consumers, less innovation, and fewer jobs. The deal is not dead. It now goes to an administrative law judge for review. Unexpectedly weak readings of factory activity in China and the Eurozone have pulled down markets all over the world, and S&P futures are down another 13 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hello?
You camping outside that appliance store? In the cold?
Anything for Black Friday deals.
Well, consider this your wake-up call.
Wake up early for Sears Black Friday event from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save 30 to 50% off appliance door buster items featured in our ad. 30% off Kenmore Elite, plus an extra 5% off with your Sears card.
Thanks for the tip.
Here's another. Traffic's picking up. You want to take the interstate.
Think you know where to go on Black Friday? Think again. Sears, number one in appliances. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Limited quantities while supplies last. Offers valid 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11/25/2011.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one per household. Offer valid at participating Ace stores Saturday, November 26, 2011 only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Ship with Tony Trevino.
And good morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday, and you know, it is hump day still. It's still middle of the week, but for most of us, this is the end of the work week today. Most of us, of course, many of you will do your yeoman's duty and work on Friday, some of you tomorrow, sadly enough. But it is Thanksgiving. It is the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and it is such a blessing, and I am so grateful and thankful to be with all of you. And we don't actually have a lot to get to today. It's been kind of a quiet day or quiet evening overnight. But we'll get to what we can get to. Let me give you kind of a quick rundown. There was a debate last night, a Republican debate last night. I think we're to the point where we've had enough. And people are really having a tough time getting motivated to watch those things, understandably, especially one that that kind of focuses on foreign policy, because the Republicans we have running for president are not necessarily the brightest group in the world, and foreign policy is not necessarily easily within their grasp. I'll give some exceptions to that, but we'll get to that in a little while. Author activist Yusuf Shakur will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll look forward to visiting with him. Of course, we'll be checking in with Occupy Detroit. Lee Geddes will be with us on Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press. Also with us, we'll be talking about the failure of the super committee. But in the meantime, let's get this thing started the way we normally get things started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
And it's got to be what? Giving thanks, 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 thanks. That's it. It's just giving thanks. We should be thankful. The first word is thankful. And what are you thankful for? We're going to truly, throughout the course of the entire program today, hopefully take a lot of calls on what you're thankful for. I don't care how simplistic it might seem or complicated. I think that it's important that all of us have an opportunity to express ourselves this morning. So you can do that by calling us at 888-552-3595. Emailing us, tony@thetonyshow.org, or posting something on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. But what are you thankful for today? I think it's important that we stop and pause and give credit where it's due. And what are you thankful for? I'll get to mine at 8:50. You're going to have to wait until the end of the program to get my list of what I'm thankful for. And there's plenty, I assure you. I assure you. But today's first word is thankful. You know, you got to be thankful. All right. Where do we begin? Well, listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit upset with both Anthony and Jeff this morning. And they don't even know why, which is what bothers me. You know, once again, they've ignored the greater needs of the show. But it's okay. I'll get over it. Either one of you, I don't care which one of you joins me, both of you, do you have any idea why I might have issue with either one of you this morning?
No, please tell us.
No, see, I don't even hear the passion in your voice.
No, please tell us.
And you're not a good actor. Anthony, any clue?
No idea.
What did I do yesterday, guys?
You got hypnotized.
For what?
Quitting smoking.
Did either one of you ask me how I'm doing?
No.
Did it even cross either one of your minds this morning that I didn't get up to go have a cigarette? Maybe I'm struggling
you
a bit. Maybe I need support.
For a little while, though, and that's when we normally think that's where you're going.
No,
so.
I disappeared for a little while to do what?
I don't know.
I made coffee. I filled mine up. I used the restroom. I grabbed some water, and I came back.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that you didn't go downstairs.
No, I'm not going to. That's not what that's about.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's pretty exciting. How do you feel, though?
I'm actually doing okay. I'm surprisingly okay. I mean, I'm not having crazy cravings, nicotine cravings. I'm not fiending, so I'm okay with that. There's this natural space that is not being filled. You have a certain pattern to the way you do things every day. And part of that involves your cigarette habit. And when you take away the cigarette part of that cigarette habit, it's space. So I'm going to have to find ways to fill that space. And I imagine that over time it'll just naturally take care of itself. But for right now, it's not naturally taking care of itself because I'm used to just having a cigarette at a certain time or, even sitting in my office, which is really the only place I smoked when I was at home, was in my office. So, and it's not like I can't not sit in there because that's where I work. So it'll even itself out eventually. But there have been points where I wanted to have a cigarette, but there's a difference between wanting to and needing to. And I haven't needed to have a cigarette. So the hypnosis seems to have worked in an extraordinary way.
What was that like? That's what I wanted to know. Hypnosis. I think half the time you see a hypnotizer?
Hypnotist.
Hypnotist. There you go. You see it and you just figure, okay, someone's playing along. I could never be hypnotized, but.
Not true. In fact, she did this little exercise before we got started to see how susceptible or easy it would be for her to hypnotize me, and I'm not going to walk through it because I don't know that it's protected, but anyway, we quickly did that exercise before we got started, and she goes, you're going to do fine. Because one of the questions I asked, she asked me before we got started, do you have any questions? I said, yes, is it possible that I'm not hypnotizable? And she said, absolutely, yeah, that's possible, but we're going to do a little exercise to let us know. The majority of people, she goes, listen, I can hypnotize people and they not even know it. I wouldn't do that to them, but I could actually do that. And they would actually have their eyes wide open and be hypnotized. So I said, okay.
So are you like wondering at all that maybe if we say a certain key word, you'll start barking or
clucking? Yeah, not worried about that at all, though. Yeah, that hasn't crossed my mind and, nor will it. So no, I'm not worried about that.
A lot of power for someone to be able to just hypnotize people like that.
Well, but there also has to be trust, and I trust her. And it's not like you're not aware of what's going on. It's not like when you get hypnotized, you all of a sudden, there's not this void left where you go, wow, where you don't wake up and go, wow, where was I? What happened? You hear everything that's going on.
I heard that when you come out of it, though, you feel refreshed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's nuts.
The other thing was when she brought me out of it and she said, okay, whatever, open your eyes, open my eyes. I said, out of curiosity, how long was that process? And she looked at the computer. She said 28 minutes. Felt like five.
So things are fast forwarded then? Because you said you remember everything that was going on.
Well, I don't know that it's fast forwarded. And she called it time distortion. So that's good. You experience time distortion. And it only felt like 5 minutes, but as she was talking to me, I heard every word she was saying.
Do you remember the words?
Sure I do.
Okay.
And then she also sent me, I also got a recording of it, which I will listen to every day, up to and as long as I'd like, but at least 21 days. So, yeah, so I've got a recording. It's not like it's some secret, what she did, because it's right there.
Now, what is this? What is the hypnotic session supposed to do? Is it supposed to somehow?
It deals with your subconscious mind. It separates
the craving.
It has. I mean, I got to tell you, the one thing that anybody that's looking to quit smoking fears is the withdrawal symptoms. Who wouldn't? Who wants to go through that? Right. I can honestly tell you, I'm not experiencing withdrawal symptoms at all. And I was a very committed smoker. Not anymore. I'm a non-smoker now, but I mean, I was a very committed smoker. I know it sounds crazy. It's been like about 24 hours since I had a cigarette. Big deal, right? Well, it is a big deal, especially that first 24 hours. It's a very big deal. So we'll see how it goes, but I feel, ultimately, I feel very positive about this experience. So I'm very thankful, by the way, that I met, her name's Amy, and I'm very thankful that I met Amy. I'm very thankful that I've made this decision, and I'm very thankful that it's working to this point. So, yeah.
Now, I wonder how you get into that. How do you get into being a hypnotist?
You have to go to school. I mean, there's an actual school you go to. There's something called Neuro-Linguistic Programming, or NLP.
I wonder if just anyone can do it, or do you have to have, like, a special talent for it? You know, so some people.
Well,
are
no, it's something that
others.
You. Well, sure, that's like anything. Yes, anything. There are some people that are better at it than others.
I mean, naturally, not like, you know, someone who pays attention more in class or something.
No, yes, no. I think that, you know, like everything, there are some people are naturally better at it than others. But yeah, you go to school. I mean, it's a legitimate career. And there are different kinds of hypnosis. I mean, she even talked about, you know, the people that do the stage thing where you do bark like a dog and all that stuff, which is totally different than obviously what she does. But it was fascinating.
Does she look down on those kind of hypnotists?
No, not at all.
Okay, I thought maybe that absolutely was like more not. Of a
no,
party trick
no,
kind of thing.
Absolutely not. And by the way, when I told her about Anthony, who had called yesterday, the hypnotherapist that had called, and how positive he was in the process, and she was grateful that he was so positive. Anyway, we got to get to the break. We'll come back and continue this. What are you thankful for? 888-552-3595. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Still dealing with a problem at 15 Mile and Ryan. That intersection has been blocked by a downed utility pole from an earlier accident, trying to get that cleaned up. Ongoing construction, 94 out near 275. A lot of that has been moved to the shoulder, but every once in a while they'll pull that out to finish the project. So don't be surprised if you see construction barrels taking out a lane.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Clouds this morning and then later some sun will come out and a high near 49. Tonight, clear skies, a low near 32. Tomorrow for our holiday, sunny and 54. Same thing on Friday, sunny and 58. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Why start your holiday shopping at Walgreens? So it doesn't have to be like this.
They might be called doorbusters, folks, but please don't actually try to... Oh, boy!
Get ahead of the crowd. Just go to Walgreens on Thanksgiving Day for their big Thanksgiving Day sale. Buy one toy for $9.99, get one free. Choose from Barbie, Disney, Legos, and more. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way. An equal or lesser price while quantities last. Selection may vary. No rain checks. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At JCPenney, shop over 500 Black Friday deals starting at 4 a.m. 888 men's and women's sleep pants, 688 kids' sleep pants, and remote control helicopters for $18.99. Shop JCP.com. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. Sephora inside JCPenney, not participating. Offers end November 25th.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Only this Friday, only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Don't miss your only chance to get the exclusive limited edition Nook Simple Touch for only $79. It's the world's highest rated e-reader, only $79, with the best reading screen and the longest battery life. Access over 2 million books with just a touch. Get the incredible Nook Simple Touch for an amazing $79. Come in before they're gone. Only this Friday, only at Barnes & Noble. See Nook.com for details.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Again, we're going to be asking you all morning long, what are you thankful for? A couple different ways that you can connect with us today. Of course, always toll-free, 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. That's Tony at thetonyshow.org. And, of course, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. And so any of those are acceptable, or yell really loud from the parking lot. Doubt we're going to hear you, but, hey, whatever turns you on. So feel free to connect with us. Let us know what you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, tomorrow is a big day for Detroit Lions fans. I don't know about you, Jeff, and Anthony, but, well, I actually do know about Anthony. It is the centerpiece of my day tomorrow, and everything we do, actually, early on in the day, revolves around that starting time. In fact, we try to get to my sister's, Jeff, you know, before the game starts so that we can be, safely and comfortably appetizered before the game starts.
It's interesting to hear what different people do for Thanksgiving. I actually wanted to talk to a friend of mine yesterday. We kind of got into Well, I mean, gathering around the TV, that part
doesn't
does.
Sound stupid at all.
Well, because you just don't want to say, we're all like focused on the TV, but it's
but you are.
Yeah, but yeah, you just don't want to admit it, is what I'm saying.
It's okay, really. But, it's okay to admit it. Let it go. It's all right.
All right. So, but he was saying, look, we've never, our family's never done Thanksgiving conventionally. We don't get together. What we do is go tailgating and then go to the game together as a family. And I thought, man, I just always. My family suggested it before, but I kind of always thought, well, it's not, I would rather have the sit-down family meal than go to the game. But, the way he was describing it, it sounds pretty cool. They deep-fry a turkey beforehand in the tailgating in one of the parking lots, then they all walk together, and probably not hand-in-hand or anything, but they go to the game, watch the game together, and then that's how they celebrate their Thanksgiving.
Well, Anthony, and join us, Anthony, we actually went to Thanksgiving game, well, this year we played the Colts, but I don't remember what year that was. And we did not, they got their asses handed to them. The Lions did. Jeff, it was an embarrassing loss. Anthony, I don't even remember what the score was, but we left almost right after halftime because, we thought, okay, well, we'll give it a little time after halftime, see if the Lions can do something, which they could not. It was an embarrassing defeat, and again, I don't even remember what the score was, but, so that was part of the reason we didn't enjoy it, because we just absolutely got lambasted by the Colts. And I don't know if you remember, A, but it was just not fun.
Right, yeah. I remember it being a horrible time.
You know, and so then we, from there, Jeff, we just kind of took off and went to my sister's because why hang around? In fact, I'll bet you by the end of the third quarter, the stadium was about empty.
Well, yeah, that's during the dead period for a Lion. Remember, I mean, this is also during the same period where Joey Harrington brought the Miami Dolphins into town and beat them on Thanksgiving. And it just seemed like every year Thanksgiving was, this is one of the first times a lot of people are looking forward to Thanksgiving, even though it is the undefeated Packers, but you think there's always, you got a good chance.
Well, we do have a good chance, so let's go there. It's time for predictions. So let's go there. We do have an interesting game tomorrow. We have a Detroit Lions team that still is trying to find its identity. I think that that's true. We know that offensively they can be very explosive. We know that they certainly seem to thrive in the second half. And at some level, with the exception of a game or so, no matter how much they're down, they're competitive and they have competitive instincts, and they certainly, the Detroit Lions seem to have talent. On the other hand, the one thing that the Green Bay Packers have had all year consistently is a great offense and a great quarterback. No matter how bad their defense has been, their quarterback has been, and Aaron Rodgers, of course, whom I'm speaking of, has been 100% absolutely almost perfect at that position. Jeff, tough game for the Lions tomorrow.
Oh, well, yeah, of course it's definitely going to be tough. And I think the Packers, while Packer fans are funny, because if you listen to some of the people who are Packer fans talking about the team, they want their team to lose once so they don't have the pressure mounting of this undefeated season, much like the Patriots did when they went undefeated and then lost in the Super Bowl. They want their team to lose one game at least, so that they can go on the rest of the season, less pressure, go into the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. And so it's like Packer fans are almost like, yeah, we wouldn't mind if we lose on Thanksgiving. It was just kind of a weird thing to hear them say, but I know the Packers themselves, and Charles Woodson, for one, has dreamed about this. They want the undefeated season. They want to go through the playoffs and knock everyone out. They wanted to do what the Dolphins did back in, what, 72?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want to do that and kind of be one of the thought of as one of the best teams ever.
Well, it's okay with me if, the Lions are the ones that help them, lose that one and only game this year.
By the way, the Indianapolis game you guys went to?
Yes.
Was the start of the streak. They have now lost, it looks like, 8 in a row.
What was the score of that game? Do you have that?
41-9.
Yeah, it was just awful. It was just awful. God.
7 in a row now. This is either loss number 8 or it's the start of a new streak.
It's the start of a new streak. You know, and Ndamukong Suh in the paper the other day said, this is another one of those streaks that we have to retire and put behind us.
Well, and guess who they beat the last time that they actually won on this
game? Packers.
It was Green Bay, 22-14 in 2003.
Yeah. Well, listen, last year we split with them, but the game we lost, we only lost by 2 points. So it's we were not as good a team last year. And some would say, well, either was Green Bay. I would argue that because they are the Super Bowl winners. So I would suggest they were as good a team last year. Maybe not as cohesive as they are now. Obviously, they didn't go undefeated last year. And, Jeff, do you think it's important to a team to be, to have that perfect season? Do you think they care about that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Okay, I'm just asking because, I think for some teams it's a distraction.
No, I think they wouldn't be heartbroken if they lost because they're still a good team and they're going to make the playoffs, be the number one seed, probably go to the Super Bowl if they beat. They probably will. But yeah, they, like I said, they want to, especially I think there's a certain part of me that says, if they do beat the Lions, both times, and then I want that because I'm so sick of hearing every year, seeing the old Dolphins come on and be so arrogant about, well, okay, still undefeated season. And, like they pop champagne bottles every time it happens. I almost want somebody to join them so we don't have to see them every year.
Well, okay, fair enough. An interesting statistic before we get to the break here, and I did really find this interesting. In the last 20 years, there have been 17 teams that have gone 10-0. How many of them, Jeff, have won the Super Bowl?
Three.
Just two.
Ah, so close.
Just two. So, you know, being 10-0 this time of year does not guarantee you anything, and that's important to know. Actually, we'll come back and get our predictions because we haven't done our predictions yet. So we'll do that when we return. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Give us a call. Let us know what you're thankful for. 888-552-3595. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by DTE Energy. That problem at the intersection of 15 and Ryan, still trying to get that power line fixed because of an earlier accident. Looks like, though, you're not seeing any big volumes on the roads so far. A lot of folks probably had the day off, unless, of course, you're heading out near the airport. Then that may be a little bit different of a story later on this morning.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sun later today. Our high near 49. Tonight it'll be clear and a low near 32. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 54 for Thanksgiving Day. And on Friday, look for sunny skies and a high near 58, although we're going to see rain on the weekend. Right now, overcast and 39 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week. A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
In these times of nationwide job insecurity, with five applicants lined up for every job opening, CEOs warn workers that they had better perform or else they'll be unceremoniously booted out the door. But what happens when the bosses themselves fail to perform? Well, they too are shown the door. But rather than getting a swift kick in the tush, they're being given little golden kisses to soothe the pain of their failures. Actually, the kisses are not so little. For example, when Burger King's board ousted its CEO in April for years of underperforming, his care package included a $20 million severance. That was on top of $29 million more in pension, deferred bonuses, and stock payments. Likewise, Massey Energy, the reckless mining giant that killed 29 coal miners last year and now faces charges of deliberately disregarding safety rules, handed its chief $34 million as a fond farewell for his ugly performance when he departed in June. Then there's Hewlett-Packard, which supposedly is in the business of making computers, but seems to specialize in making outlandish payments to failed CEOs. In 2007, Carly Fiorina was sent packing with a $21 million severance. Her successor got $12 million to leave last year, and his successor, Leo Apotheker, has now departed too. Apotheker's pay for failure totaled $13.2 million, including, get this, a $2.4 million bonus. Plus, HP is paying to relocate Leo to Europe and to cover the $300,000 loss he took on the sale of his house. This is Jim Hightower saying shareholders are getting miffed at seeing so much of their money going out the door in these gilded goodbyes. For more information, go to AFLCIO.org/corporatewatch/capital. To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And we are thankful to be here each and every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9 a.m. And hopefully by this time, well, we'll call it this time Friday, because by this time tomorrow, the Lions won't be playing. We'll be grateful for a Lions victory. They're 7-3. Obviously, they would like to win on tomorrow. They is it a crucial win for them to make the playoffs? No, it is not critical that they win to make the playoffs tomorrow. But Jeff and Anthony, as we take a look, it's certainly from a tiebreaker standpoint. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why it helps to beat a division rival. And you know, the other thing you know that can be said about this game is we also play them again in the very last game of the year, where, you know, they may not be playing all their starters. They're definitely making the playoffs, the Packers, that is. And so there's a chance to get two against them. So let's go with predictions. I'll start, Jeff, since we started with Anthony last week. Actually, no, we started with you last week. We'll go to Anthony first. Anthony, Lions, Packers, let's hear it.
Gotta go 34-27 Lions.
Woo! Going big, going bold. Yowza, Mr. Radford. Get it? Nice music in the background there. Let's go. Your prediction.
Let's go, let's see, 24-21 Packers.
Okay, and I'm going to go Lions 21, Packers 14. Aaron Rodgers does not have a good game. He is due to not have a good game, by the way. He is due. 11 games into the season, he's got 128 QB rating. You can't sustain that throughout an entire season. He's due for a bad game. Lions win tomorrow. Not in a rout, though. Anthony, that's a bold statement, my son. That's a bold statement.
He's eating that cornbread up.
I'm telling you.
The ovens are hot and ready over here.
Man, so it should be a good game.
You know that there's, you know what their record is at Ford Field on Thanksgiving, by the way?
It's not good.
1-7. And guess who the one win is against?
Well, the Packers.
It sure is. Yeah. Hey, also, do you know who they've beaten the most on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to say the Packers.
It is. They have 11 wins against the Packers, more than any other team. In fact, I think the only team that they've played as many times, they played the Packers 19 times on Thanksgiving, the Bears 15 times.
Okay. I was wondering who the you know, who the other one would be, but that's interesting. That's interesting. This should be a fascinating game, Jeff. I mean, I really, you know, my fear, and let's talk about, and I think it's a real fear, is that we do what we have been, which is come out and start slow. If we start slow, I don't think we can win this game. You know, Aaron Rodgers is not the kind of quarterback that even if he has a bad game, it's not going to be a horrible game. I don't think he's going to have a horrible game tomorrow. But I don't think it's going to be as usual, 128. And I find, don't you find that fascinating this far into the season as QB ratings 128.8?
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Could be pretty good.
No, yeah.
You know what though? I could see him maybe not having a bad game, but not being utilized as much. They've got two running backs that are pretty good, and the book is out. I mean, the Lions are focused on trying to get pressure on the quarterback and the passing game, and yeah, they're forgetting about the run game. A lot of teams have been pretty successful with the run against them. So Ryan Grant could have a big day, and so could James Starks.
Right. Well, you know, it's about, and I think that there's a lot of motivation on the Lions' defensive line. They have something to prove tomorrow. And Ndamukong Suh, in an interview that I heard yesterday, said that this is another one of those streaks that they need to put behind them. And they've been good at retiring these streaks the last year, haven't they? You know, they can't win on the road, you know, can't win, period. So they've been good at retiring a lot of these streaks. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. And, of course, I just want, you know, listen, a good competitive game would be awesome. Of course you want them to win. It would be just a great, great story for the day that the Lions end up beating the Packers, because no one expects that. I honestly, nobody is picking the Lions to win. But they're not. They're not.
Except for you and Anthony.
Except for me and Anthony. But it's not a throwaway game either. So we'll
it'd be
see
nice for them to win, just so that because you know what you're not hearing this year that you normally hear is the fact that the Lions ruined Thanksgiving. Take the Thanksgiving Day game away from them. Now they got a Monday night game. They've been flexed to Sunday night. Their Thursday Thanksgiving Day is probably the peak matchup. I mean, you do have the Harbaugh brothers facing off and the Cowboys and Dolphins, which. And that should be a snooze fest. But the Lions and Packers is the premier matchup of the day.
Yeah, and in fact, it is the premier matchup of the day. Had you not mentioned the Harbaugh brothers, I'd once again forgot that the NFL Network now does a game on Thanksgiving night. I believe that it's a primetime game, 8 o'clock or something. Maybe 7.
Yeah, it's always the late one, you're right.
Yeah, so I just keep forgetting that they coordinated themselves a game, and so, yeah, that should be an okay game. But anyway, I obviously my focus is selfishly on the Lions, so we'll see what happens. And, folks, we, you know, normally would talk about, we'll go the Michigan game because the Michigan State game. Who is Michigan State play on Saturday? Is that Northwestern?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's quickly go there. We'll start with Jeff this time. Jeff, Northwestern and Michigan State, who are you going to take?
No, they've had their troubles with Northwestern over the years, especially last year going in, and they're on the road again, which is really weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
In fact, they took Wisconsin on at home for the second year in a row. Now, like, second year in a row, they're going to Wisconsin or to Northwestern. But this year they're motivated. They've been righting a lot of wrongs. Obviously, they struggled against Northwestern. They lost to Iowa in Iowa. They beat them this year. So I think they're focused. They'll beat Northwestern, and it's probably not even going to be close.
Okay, Anthony.
I'll go Northwestern by 4.
Wow. Okay. Well, that would set up an interesting situation. So let's go Michigan, Ohio State. And again, Anthony, I'll let you go because you just said something interesting. Do you believe Michigan will beat Ohio State this year?
Yeah, finally.
All right. Now, with that said, you realize that if Michigan beats Ohio State and Michigan State loses, Michigan State may actually not go to a BCS game. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of this, yes.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Go ahead, Radford. Ring in.
Man, every time. Remember last week we said 3.5 points for Michigan over Nebraska was just incredible, and yet they blew them out. And now I guess Michigan's almost a touchdown favorite over Ohio State at home. I'm going to go Michigan.
Okay.
21-20.
All right. Well, I'm going to go Michigan. I'm not going to even venture a guess on the score. I'm going to actually give Michigan State a nod this weekend, but that game could go either way, and wouldn't it be fascinating if Michigan ends up being the BCS the Big Ten team and not Michigan State? In the bowl games, they got to do something to correct all this. It just makes no sense.
That's exactly what I was just. I mean, that there's something wrong when you don't want to go to a championship game in your conference because if you lose, you don't go to a bigger bowl.
Right. It you shouldn't be punished for being successful except for one game at the end of the season and not having any way to correct it. So yeah, I just have never understood how college continues to get it so wrong. I know, ultimately it's about money because these bowl games are huge money. I mean, they're huge money, but how do they continue to get it wrong, Jeff? Why can't they just agree on some kind of playoff structure?
Well, you said it already, the money. It's huge, huge money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we were to... If we were to put together all of... In the postseason for college, if we were to put together all of the postseason money... I don't even know how many millions of dollars we're talking about, but it would be a lot. What do you think? And I really don't know these numbers, Jeff, and maybe you don't either. But if I go to the Sugar Bowl as an example, I guess it doesn't matter which bowl it is. Well, it does matter because some of them, obviously financially, you get a much bigger payday. But an average bowl, how much does a college program get to go? And I know the winner gets a little more than the loser.
Yeah, the BCS bowls normally pay out like 15 mil.
To the school.
Right. And the smaller bowls are like, you know, a few mil.
So we're talking...
It's a huge difference between that and the rest of the bowls.
All right. So, I mean, we're literally talking close to $500 million I mean, if we include all the bowls and all the money in it, I mean, could we actually be talking close to $500 million?
32 bowls. The BCS is, what, five of them? Yeah, I mean, you have to do all the math, but it's a lot. Yeah, a lot of money.
At least $300 million, $400 million. I mean, this is just insane. So, yeah, again, follow the money. But you'd think they'd be able to figure out a way, figure this out by now. But, again, it is about the money. That's for God's honest truth. That's about the money. Whew. Man, oh, man. And, you know, people wonder why these programs have such a difficult time staying within the rules. And, you know, when you've got that kind of money, that it's important to, of course, you know, the school uses this money to fund other programs. Would it be safe to say in a lot of schools the football program pays for all the athletics?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, football is the biggest revenue generator, obviously. Basketball has a little part into it as well, but for the majority is football, yeah. And the rest of them, I mean, I think those are your two ones that pay for everything else. Some sports might pay for themselves, but for the most part, football does everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you stop and think about it, college baseball, which is competitive. You know, you don't hear about big crowds at the college baseball game. The women's lacrosse or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, it's without football, where would college athletics be? All right, when we come back, the GOP debated last night. We'll listen to a little bit about what they had to say. I got to tell you, honestly, the more I think about this Republican field, and then last night's debate was on foreign policy, and this is not a very bright group of people when it comes to foreign policy, with the exception of, by the way, Newt Gingrich and maybe Rick Santorum. But the others, not so much. John Huntsman, to some degree, he was a four-time former ambassador, so I'll give a little nod to him. Let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour on the other side. Give us a call, 888-552-3595.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, we're asking you to give us a call. Let us know what you are thankful for this morning, or send an email or a tweet. And, of course, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. On email. That's what we call it. That's what the kids today are calling it. On email, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And certainly last, but not least, in this go round, 888-552-3595. Republicans debate last night. Foreign policy is the goal, is the conversation. again, just really unimpressed with this field. And again, I'm going to give a little bit of a nod to Gingrich, Huntsman, and Santorum. Ron Paul continues to get it wrong. In fact, Ron Paul on foreign aid, and you'll remember it was last week, I believe, where he said no foreign aid, period. So what did he have to say last night? Well, this is what Ron Paul had to say last night.
I think the aid is all worthless. It doesn't do any good for most of the people. You take money from poor people in this country, and you end up giving it to rich people in poor countries. And they're used as weapons of war, so you accomplish nothing. We should export some principles about free markets and sound money, and maybe they could produce some of their own wealth. But this whole idea of talking about the endless wars and the endless foreign aid, it seems like nobody cares about the budget. I mean, we're in big trouble, and nobody wants to cut anything. So if you're going to keep sending foreign aid overseas and these endless wars that you don't have to declare and go into Libya without even consulting with the Congress, the biggest threat, the biggest security is our financial condition. And this is just aggravating it.
Yeah, whatever. Did y'all follow that? I'm telling you, it's just Ron Paul's just a real piece of work. I realize that, you know, he's got his fans, and God bless them all. Anyway, I'll let that stand on its own. Of course, you know, we're going to stick because I find Ron Paul interesting. Let's skip over the Santorum one, Jeff, and go down to Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich on the Patriot Act. This is what they had to say.
No, I would not change it. I'm not aware of any specific change it needs, and I'd look at strengthening it because I think the dangers are literally that great. And again, I spent years studying this stuff. You start thinking about one nuclear weapon in one American city and the scale of loss of life, and you ask yourself, what should the president be capable of doing to stop that? And you come up with a very different answer. Again, very sharp division. Criminal law. The government should be, frankly, on defense, and you're innocent until proven guilty. National security, the government should have many more tools in order to save our lives.
Congressman Paul, I suspect you disagree.
I do.
Tell us why.
I think the Patriot Act is unpatriotic because it undermines our liberty. I'm concerned, as everybody is, about the terrorist attack. Timothy McVeigh was a vicious terrorist. He was arrested. Terrorism, still on the books internationally and nationally, is a criminal, is a crime, and we should deal with it. We dealt with it rather well with Timothy McVeigh. But why I really fear it is we have drifted into a condition that we were warned against, because our early founders were very clear. They said, don't be willing to sacrifice liberty for security. Today, it seems too easy that our government and our Congresses are so willing to give up our liberties for our security. I have a personal belief that you never have to give up liberty for security. You can still provide security without sacrificing our Bill of Rights.
I want to bring others in, but do you want to respond, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah. Timothy McVeigh succeeded. That's the whole point. Timothy McVeigh killed a lot of Americans. I don't want a law that says, after we lose a major American city, we're sure going to come and find you. I want a law that says, you try to take out an American city, we're going to stop you.
This is like saying that we need a policeman in every house, a camera in every house, because we want to prevent child beating and wife beating. You can prevent crimes by becoming a police state. So if you advocate the police state, yes, you can have safety and security, and you might prevent a crime, but the crime then will be against the American people and against our freedoms, and we will throw out so much of what our revolution was fought for. So don't do it so carelessly.
And I have to agree with Ron Paul there, and I'm glad that we actually played that clip. There's a deep divide, by the way, not just between Republicans and Democrats or conservatives and progressives, but between, you know, people that interpret the Constitution in their own way, whatever way that they filter it. And so as I stop and think about that, you know, the Patriot Act was a very expensive document. I mean, it was a very expensive document to adhere to, and it cost this country billions upon billions of taxpayer dollars. And we created through the Patriot Act, new departments, new procedures, new technologies. The list goes on and on and on. All of that comes with a price tag, and then it is about the price of liberty. And I understand what former Speaker Newt Gingrich says when he says, I want to be able to stop them as opposed to find them and punish them. At the same time, what is too invasive? Now, there are some that say there is nothing that is too invasive. If it is for liberty, it is to protect us, then there is nothing that is too invasive. At the same time, if it were you that's being tracked, or if it were you that were improperly charged with something, man, you would change your tune on that really, really fast. And don't tell me you wouldn't, because you know you would. And so it's very interesting. I remember, of course, when the Patriot Act was passed, no one in Congress read it. You do remember that. I'm assuming most of you remember it. I'm going to suggest that there are still sitting members of Congress that are there today that were there in 2002, I believe, when that was passed, that still haven't read the USA Patriot Act and all of its different incarnations since then, because it's decidedly convenient, or I would find it inconvenient, but it's decidedly convenient for them not to read it. And then again, we go back to that naming things for what they're not. There's, as Ron Paul said, there is nothing patriotic about the Patriot Act. Yet we embrace it as it's some kind of shield armor for us. And I don't buy into that. Not thankful for the USA Patriot Act. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break here. Diane Cross will be with us with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. When we come back, Yusuf Shakur, author, activist, will be with us. We've got some open line time in the next hour. We are going to let Occupy Detroit occupy for a shift, as we do every day at 7:50. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up in the show. And, of course, we want to hear from you. What are you thankful for? Let's take the break, and we'll come back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by DTE Energy. We're seeing a few slow and heavy spots, not very many, though. Right now, as you're coming in, 696 near I-75, that's getting busier, 75 both directions there. 96 as you're coming in toward 275, you got a little bit of company there, but you can tell that it's a holiday week. We've had some lighter than normal traffic.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Clouds this morning and then later some sun will come out and a high near 49. Tonight, clear skies, a low near 32. Tomorrow for our holiday, sunny and 54. Same thing on Friday, sunny and 58. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, CNN News.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news this hour, the front-running Republican candidates clashed over immigration policy last night. CNN's Republican debate. Newt Gingrich called for a limited amnesty for longtime illegal immigrants. Mitt Romney labeled amnesty a magnet for further illegal immigration. Gingrich spoke to CNN after the debate to clarify his stance.
I'm willing to be tough, but I'm not willing to kid people. And I can't imagine any serious person here in this country who believes we're going to tear families apart that have been here 20 or 25 years.
At the debate, the candidates also were pressed on how they would change airport security measures if elected president. Herman Cain said he would apply more scrutiny to Muslim passengers in airports.
If you take a look at the people who have tried to kill us, it would be easier to figure out exactly what that identification profile looks like.
More trouble for former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. CNN contributor Sarah Ganim reports two new cases of alleged child abuse by Sandusky have been opened by Pennsylvania's Department of Children and Youth Services.
What we know right now is that there are at least two open cases of child abuse against Jerry Sandusky. There has been no determination on how credible these allegations are, but they are open cases and they are involving children.
Three American college students accused of lobbing Molotov cocktails during the unrest in Cairo, Egypt, are expected to face more questioning today, this time in the presence of U.S. Embassy representatives. Anti-government protests continued for a fifth straight day in the Egyptian capital, despite the military's promise to speed up the transition to civilian rule. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the interim government must follow through on its promise.
We consider that these were important reassurances that we have also wanted.
An Italian court says actor George Clooney and soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo could be called as witnesses in the trial of former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on charges of sex with an underage prostitute. No word why they might be called. This is CNN Radio.
This is the time of year where we all give thanks. So to help, here's a whole lot to be thankful for. Coming to Sears Auto Center for Doorbusters from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday and instantly get a $100 Sears Award card with a purchase of any four Goodyear, Cooper, Kumho, Falcon, or Bridgestone tires. Plus, save big all day Friday and Saturday on all tire brands, all tire sizes. That's real deals for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. 12 cards last, in store only. In the event of a return, card will be deducted from refund. Offers end 11/25 and 11/26. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Many workers across the country enrolling in benefit programs for next year are making an unpleasant discovery. More employers have switched to health plans with much higher deductibles. USA Today says it's part of a trend of companies moving towards so-called consumer-driven plans, in which premiums are slightly lower, but deductibles are often twice as high. The plans are designed to cost employers less. The FCC has hung up on Ma Bell. The commission's chairman has come out opposing AT&T's proposed takeover of T-Mobile. The FCC thinks the get-together would result in higher prices and fewer jobs. The next step, should AT&T continue pursuing this, an administrative law judge will review the proposed deal. A lawsuit accuses Naked Juice and its parent Pepsi of deceptive marketing, claiming not all its ingredients are all natural, even though its advertisements say they are. Unexpectedly large declines in Chinese and European factory activity has slammed global stock markets, S&P futures losing 6 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
And how's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying that while they're getting this huge break, well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome back as we kind of working our way through this last day of the week for us live. Of course, we'll have some best of stuff for you for tomorrow and Friday. Of course, many of us do have the next few days off. And take time and just remind yourself and maybe remind others how grateful and thankful you are to have them in your life, no matter how difficult things are, and I know they're challenging. No matter how difficult things are, there is always something to be thankful for. There is no question that is true. And I know for some of you that's a little bit more of a challenge than others. And my next guest, by the way, is I think something that will resonate with him as well. Sometimes you have to dig a little deeper to find what you're thankful for, but it's there. I assure you, it is there. Before we get to my next guest, let me remind you, we're going to be visiting with Occupy Detroit at 7:50, as we do every single day on the show, so you can look forward to that. And, of course, we'll have plenty of time for open lines as well. The phone number, as always, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Let me turn my attention now to really a unique man, a true leader, an activist, somebody that is the self-acclaimed and nationally recognized author and activist. He is the embodiment of transformation and a revolutionary at heart. At a time where the city of Detroit needs guidance, leadership, and vision, my next guest provides that in ways that most can't even fathom. Not only has he never given up on himself, he has never given up on this city. And in a time, again, that we need leadership, bold vision, and something more than just people showing up, my next guest is doing much more than that. Please welcome to First Shift this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Yusuf Shakur. Yusuf, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and it's an honor to be on your show as well.
I appreciate that. You know, listen, I know that you've got a story. Everybody has a story, Yusuf. Tell my audience a little bit about your background so they have a full appreciation. And when I say you're a leader with vision, I think it's important they know a little bit about your story.
My story is I'm a native Detroiter. About age 15, I've been kicked out of every Detroit public school I ever went to. My mother made me a ward of the state. Well, ultimately, I ended up going to Maxie Training School. When I came home from the training school, I wanted to do good for my mother, but I didn't know how to do good. I had a teacher that took interest in me and wanted to help me go to college. And out of that conversation that night, it scared me to the point where I tried to kill myself because I didn't see myself going to college. Even though I grew up right down the street from Wayne Community College, grew up right down from Mary Grove, I didn't see those as institutions that could be my passport to a better life. That better life for me ultimately had became going to prison. And while in prison, I met my father for the first time. And that relationship that we developed in prison had a tremendous impact on me to transform my life. I served 9 years. I've been home 10 years since I've been home. I've graduated from college. I've written a book called The Window to My Soul, which details my journey, my struggles, my challenges to be the man I am today. I opened up a bookstore. It's been there 2.5 years right in my neighborhood, which we've been, this year we was able to renovate into a cafe, do annual back to school supply, travel across the country, speaking about my life as a testimony of change of hope, and just doing a lot of work on a grassroots level right here in the city of Detroit.
You know, and do you feel, Yusuf, that there is some, destiny to your choices? It seems to me that, you know, you're kind of that phoenix rising from the ashes at this point.
Almost definitely. I think when I look back on my life and look at all the trials and tribulations, I believe that was God speaking to me, walking me through those journeys, walking me climbing that mountain to be the person I am today. 30 years later, as I travel and I speak and he's further continue to educate me and educate me in a way where at one point I thought, you know, the struggles of growing up with an alcoholic mother and not having a father was like a black issue, a black problem. But as I travel across the country, this is a human problem. I see it in the eyes of white students that I talk to who have an alcoholic mother, in the eyes of Asian students who doesn't have a father. So this is what God has prepared me to be able to talk about those issues and be able, you know, out of my liberation, allow someone else to liberate their soul to be a better human being.
Well, you know, and again, well, first of all, before I go any further, I want people to know where the bookstore is because I think that I've already gotten one email, so let's go ahead and make sure we get that out. Where's the bookstore at?
The bookstore is located on Graham River in McGraw. The address is 5740 Graham River. It's right there where the old Olympia Stadium used to be. And again, it's in the heart of my neighborhood, a place where I helped once destroy, tear up. Now I'm back there with a vision of rebuilding it. It's one of the most dilapidated and abandoned areas in the city of Detroit. But within that area, you have a beacon of hope, the Urban Network Bookstore.
You know, Yusuf, I've got to ask you because we look around us. We open the newspaper. We see that, you know, the Detroit Free Press just did that whole series on, you know, murder in Detroit and the different neighborhoods, and they mapped it out. And, you know, it doesn't look good. It just, Yusuf Shakur, it just doesn't look good. Do you believe that we can turn this thing around? Do you believe that there are enough people willing to stand up and fight for what was once the greatness of the city? Do you think it's still there?
Of course it's still there. I mean, again, the Mayor Beane just did a campaign this summer called I Believe. And for me, that I Believe campaign spoke to the young students who are walking through gang-invested communities, walking through crack-invested communities, and still excelling, you know, getting a scholarship offers to the University of Michigan. That grandmother who raised that child in that environment. That shows me that hope is there. It shows me that a human being is still there. My mother still lives in the same community, still fighting tooth and nail. We need leadership that understands that change has to come from the bottom. It can't come from the top. It has to come from people that care. The impact I have been able to have is based upon leading by example. And that's what true leadership does. It leads by example. It doesn't come talk to you, come patronize you, but it can get you involved because they are involved.
Well, that's a beautiful sentiment, man. That really is. It's a beautiful sentiment. I, you know, we want to, You know, Yusuf, we want to not just be proud. I mean, it's nice that if that happens, but we want to know that there's a level of safety and that people are once again investing in their own communities. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about heart and desire and wisdom. You know, that kind of investment where we're building a community again, where we're wanting to reconnect with one another. You know, that's what makes us stronger. You know, yeah, you need capital investment. Of course you do. But at the end of the day, it's really about the emotional investment that we make in our communities, is it not?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, those citizens there, I believe wholeheartedly is what's missing in the city of Detroit from the so-called leadership, politically, religiously, and on a community level. People doesn't feel that their people are really out there fighting for them. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we need jobs in Detroit. No, there's no jobs about to come tomorrow. So what we need more importantly is people with a belief system that we love each other. You know, I mean, we've always had it hard in Detroit and other areas, but the love and the care for each other wasn't to the point where we lost our humanity. And that humanity comes back when you're giving. When the first year I did my annual back to school supply, and imagine we're giving things away. Maybe 30, 40 people came out. They have abandoned so long that they didn't know how to be receptive to a program that was there for them. You know, over 5 years now, we've grown. We're this year we gave over 500 backpacks. We closed the street off. It's a community event, community fair, where they believe that I'm not about to sell them out because they've been sold out each and every time. And so that hope, it has to be restored, and it's restored through committed and dedicated people that's on the ground.
Yeah, then there's no question that is true, and it's good to see that people like you are standing up and Yusuf, I say on this show it's not enough to show up anymore. Now it's time to stand up, and you are one of those people that's standing up, and you know, thank God for you, because you are again that phoenix that rises from the ashes, whatever cliche you want to use, that beacon of light. The important thing is that you're doing it. You're engaging your brothers and your sisters. You're giving them an opportunity, but more importantly, you're giving them something to look up to. You're giving them something to look at, as opposed to just looking around. And you know, again, progress comes slowly. It shouldn't be fast. This should be deliberate. And in that regard, Yusuf, you've certainly done an amazing job at reconnecting to your community. I just want to remind everybody again, the urban network, is at 5740 Grand River. You're going to find Yusuf online, by the way, at yusufshakur.org, and that's yusefshakur.org. But we'll get it on our Facebook page so you folks can connect with Yusuf that way. Reach out to him, folks. This is a man we need to be lifting up and talking about, and I'm glad that we had a chance to be with you this morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Yusuf.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and again, thank you for having me on. The book, The Wonders of My Soul, it can get off the website. And right now I'm also working on my new book, My Soul Looks Back, Life After Incarceration, where I'm really going to get in depth about what is the new vision for Detroit.
Well, you make sure you connect with us when you're ready to do that, all right?
I sure will.
Absolutely. Yusuf Shakur, happy Thanksgiving. We'll take a break here. We're open lines, 888-552-3595. We'll be back.
This is State Representative Lisa Brown from the 39th District, wishing all the listeners of the First Shift Show a very happy and healthy new year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update. We're doing pretty well out there. Drivers on 94 as you're making your way in toward downtown. Looks pretty good. Not seeing any heavy traffic yet out near the airport, but we expect it before too long. For those who are trying to exit at Merriman and Middlebelt, you're going to have a lot of company, and it's only going to get worse as the day continues. 275, we look pretty good through the 96 M14 interchange. There's still plenty of people heading to work today.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 49. Tonight it'll be clear and 32. Tomorrow for the holiday, sunny and 54. And on Friday, we're going to have mostly sunny and a high near 58. Right now, overcast and 39 out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It sold out in 10 minutes, was seen by millions, and became the biggest live music event in radio history.
I would have given anything a few years ago to see a show like this.
Now it's your turn to watch. Catch the VH1 premiere of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Kenny Chesney, The Black Eyed Peas, Steven Tyler, Jennifer Lopez, Carrie Underwood, Jane's Addiction, Nicki Minaj, one-of-a-kind collaborations from Sting and Jeff Beck, and more. The two-hour special premieres Wednesday, November 23rd at 10, 9 central on VH1.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving Sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, Leapfrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up to principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Only this Friday, only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Don't miss your only chance to get the exclusive limited edition Nook Simple Touch for only $79. It's the world's highest rated e-reader. Only $79! With the best reading screen and the longest battery life. Access over 2 million books with just a touch. Get the incredible Nook Simple Touch for an amazing $79. Come in before they're gone. Only this Friday, only at Barnes & Noble. See Nook.com for details.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. We actually use that. Jeff does that in, I think, one of our Friday promo. I want to thank Yusuf Shakur. Actually, somebody's just sending me an e-pen about this. It says, I am reading Yusuf's father's book, and this woman, his name is Abba, says, I can hardly keep from weeping when reading. That sounds beautiful. I'll have to pick that up. Thank you, Abba, for sharing that. And thank you, Yusuf, for spending some time with us. Really, you know, Jeff, Yusuf, I'm assuming, is becoming more iconic to especially his neighborhood, but certainly the city of Detroit. And, you know, anybody that commits to making a difference, I don't care if you live in Detroit or Port Huron, anybody that makes a commitment to their city, to their community, to their neighborhood is somebody that should be revered. No question that's true.
Oh, definitely. I thought it was a really good interview to hear for what he had to say. You know, it's interesting that especially the part where he said, you know, you think he thought it at the time not having a father was a black deal. And then he went around the country speaking to people, and it's like, no, it's a human issue. I thought that was, you know, that was a good point to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And that he met his father in prison. Can you imagine meeting your father for the first time in prison? What a challenge that would be. But
and also, it's not. You know, you'd think that's almost a negative thing, but he used it as an inspirational thing. Obviously, if him and his dad are both writing, you know, books to help further people's lives.
Yeah. Well, again, I got to pick up a copy of his dad's book and read that because that sounds fascinating. Yeah, just a great, great story. So the Facebook, the First Shift Facebook poll question of the day is real lightweight. We're going a little more lightweight on the show today. Obviously, for those of you that are listening, they probably figured that out by now. But I want to know what your favorite side dish is. You know, beyond the turkey, what's your favorite side dish? And we've had... only one person vote, and that one person, frankly, was me. So I have a feeling our audience isn't working this morning.
What was your vote?
A stuffing.
Now, is it how do you make your stuffing's always different?
Well,
right?
My sister makes it. No, it's not always different.
Yeah, there's different ways to do it.
Yes, there are different ways to do it. But I mean, you know, every family pretty much has the recipe that they use every year. Now, there are my sister does a bread stuffing, you know, the traditional bread stuffing with, you know, your celery and carrots and onions and the you know, the bread and all that stuff. And my other sister actually does a version of what's called a meat stuffing, but it's not really a stuffing. It's more a casserole. And that's kind of my dad's own little thing. But my dad's not with us for Thanksgiving anymore because he goes to his new wife, not so new anymore. I've been together 15 years now, but he goes to her family for Thanksgiving. So my sister picked up the tradition of making that. But it's, you know, we have the traditional bread stuffing, and it happens to be my favorite. If I had to choose, if you said, Tony, you can only have turkey and one other thing, it would be stuffing, hands down.
That's a hard question. But before I think about what I was going to say, I don't know if you really care anyway. But
I do care. I was going to ask you what your favorite side was.
Have you ever done, or your family ever done, one year we did the White Castle deal. Have you ever heard about that?
No.
The White Castle stuffing. You take White Castles, you know, the sliders or the hamburgers or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
And you tear them into little pieces, and then you throw that inside the bird. And it really is really good.
Stop.
No, that's a famous stuffing. I think people know about this.
Seriously. All right, now here we go. I've never heard of this in my life. I have never heard of cutting up White Castles and sticking them in your bird before, ever.
Yeah, it's a famous, it's not like, you know, famous because it's outstanding. But yeah, some people really enjoy it. We had it one year and it was good. It's not all like, you know, something that, you know, you got to do every year, but it's something to try.
Now here we go now. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Have you ever had White Castle burger stuffing with your turkey? I've never heard of that before.
Now, would you be willing to try it, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was good. It was, you know, it's not something that, you know, you would think of right away, but I've heard people doing it more than once.
Well, you know, you stop and think about it. It's got, you know, meat, it's got bread, it's got onion, it's got some spices. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's that outside the realm of possibility.
No, and I heard it's easy. You know, it's obviously really, you just tear them up and throw it in there. I don't know that there's a whole lot more preparation to do. I don't know what regular stuff preparation is like, though. So,
well, again, everybody has their own, you know. There's also the controversy, Jeff, of do you cook the stuffing inside the bird, or do you cook it outside the bird, or you do both?
I didn't know that there was a brewing controversy with that.
There has been this is a long going controversy. Some say that if you cook the stuffing inside the bird, that there's a higher chance for salmonella because the internal temperature of the stuffing doesn't get hot enough, therefore killing off potential salmonella. Obviously, if you don't stuff the bird and you cook it outside the bird, then you don't have that issue at all. So there's no controversy if you do it that way. So there has been, you know, and then there are some people that do both because you just want more stuffing. You know, we're a big stuffing family. So we cook it both in the bird and outside the bird. And then you can, of course, choose all by yourself whether or not you want to, whether or not you want to go ahead and eat the stuffing that was in the bird or outside the bird. But, yeah, that's always been controversial.
I always look forward to the Jell-O.
All right.
We have Jell-O.
Okay, but let's go back. Well, before we do that, let's go back. Do you have a favorite side?
That's it. It's the Jell-O.
It's the Jell-O.
It's kind of like a side, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, it is a side. In fact, that's one of my that was one of my suggestions on the list was, you know, something with Jell-O is all I put because everybody has their own little thing. Some people it's stuffing, or I'm sorry, not stuffing, Jell-O with fruit cocktail. For other people, it's Jell-O with raspberry sherbet and pears. So everybody's got their own little Jell-O dish. So whatever that happens to be for you. So that's your favorite, huh? All right.
Anthony,
do you have a favorite side?
Probably the stuffing, not the meat stuffing, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm the only one in my family that likes the meat stuffing, which is good because when I bring it home as a leftover, nobody touches it but me. So that works out for me. All right, so for you, it's stuffing. Now, do you have a favorite dessert, Jeff? Although, I guess if it's the Jell-O thing, is that more dessert or is that a dinner side?
No. I count that as a side. Come on, you got to have that and dessert, right?
Well, yeah, of course you do. I mean, yeah, not that you need to make up excuses for dessert. My wife makes an amazing pumpkin cheesecake. And I mean, it is truly God's gift to the world.
Well, you add pumpkin to anything, and I'm down for it.
Yeah, I know that. But this pumpkin cheesecake, I'll have to have her make you one for Christmas. It is by far the best thing that I've ever had in the sweets realm.
Doesn't it seem like pumpkin pie is getting hated on a lot lately? Like people really don't like pumpkin pie. I know a lot of people, I bring it up, but it's the season. You got to have pumpkin pie, right? And people are like, no.
Really? Well, they're just being Scrooges. I really don't know anybody that dislikes pumpkin pie.
I know people dislike it or just don't care for it.
Yeah. Really? You obviously live with a much more diverse surrounded by a much more diverse group of people than I am because no.
Well, what kind of pie do you like the best?
Oh.
On Thanksgiving.
Can I think about it and tell you after the break?
I would do that, yeah.
All right. Let me think about that. Feel free to join us, folks. It's a light. We don't have to be heavy today. We really don't. What's on your mind? Feel free to give us a call. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. We'll take the break and be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. And we're driving along pretty well along 75 near 696. That's getting busier in all directions. Coming down the Southfield Freeway, just a few pockets of heavier traffic. No big slowdowns, though, although the Lodge is getting busier, especially the stretch between Southfield and the Davison. And, of course, heading out to the airport, you know you're going to need a lot of time if that's part of your ride this morning. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 49. Tonight it'll be clear and 32. Tomorrow for the holiday, sunny and 54. And on Friday we're going to have mostly sunny and a high near 58. Right now overcast and 39 out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says Republicans on the Congressional Super Committee have once again shown that if they can't get their way, they take their marbles and go home. And Trumka says getting their way would have meant making the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy permanent, driving the economy further into a ditch, and letting Wall Street and the 1% off the hook when it comes to debt and deficit reduction. Trumka says the solution is for Congress now to focus on the needs of the 99% of us, doing things like infrastructure jobs programs, strengthening instead of cutting Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and unemployment benefits. The Center for American Progress says Congress can take 9 steps immediately to get the economy back on track, reduce inequality, and begin restoring the promise of the American dream. These 9 steps include concrete programs to put Americans back to work, easing the crushing debt burden of mortgages, repealing the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans, regulating banks, requiring Wall Street to contribute to the economic recovery, giving workers a voice on the job, and protecting middle-class wages. Ellen Lindgren is a local school board president in Wisconsin who says Governor Walker's $1.6 billion cut to education is doing enormous damage. So she's actively collecting petition signatures to recall Walker in Middleton, Wisconsin.
We're going to every door twice, and we're also doing drive-bys. And the people who are volunteering are just unbelievable people. They are, I've got a 90-year-old that's doing her block who is absolutely outraged at what's going on. We've got high school students who are just turning 18 who are outraged at what's happening to public education. So we run the gamut.
Jesse Russell reports now on a mic check for President Obama.
The Occupy movement has mic checked a long list of GOP A-listers from Karl Rove to Newt Gingrich to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. But yesterday, they had a message for the Democratic President of the United States, Barack Obama.
Okay.
The protesters were drowned out by Obama supporters chanting his name. Many in the Occupy movement have expressed frustration that the president hasn't stepped up to denounce the police attacks on what has mostly been a peaceful movement. In the 44-word message they were unable to finish, they called on Obama to stop the assault on their First Amendment rights, telling him that his silence sends a message that police brutality is acceptable. While the president did briefly address the disparity between the factory owners and factory workers, he didn't address the issue of police brutality.
This newscast made possible in part by ULICO, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and by OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. We are open lines up until we welcome back our friends from Occupy Detroit at 7:50. So feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We're asking you what you're grateful for this morning, or thankful for, I'm sorry. Our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, what's your favorite side? Outside of the turkey, what's your favorite side? Mine's stuffing. Jeff's is Jell-O. Anthony's was stuffing. And then Jeff asked me before the break, what's my favorite pie? And I have to... You know, I really, Jeff, it has to be pumpkin pie. And really, I'm sitting here going, you know, pumpkin pie, it's synonymous with Thanksgiving.
What other ones do you serve, though?
Oh, well, we'll have apple pie. We'll have banana cream pie. It's my brother-in-law's favorite. And my wife may make a chocolate cream pie. She's making a cherry pie because it's Anthony's favorite. So, yeah, you know, she's my wife is an amazing baker. My wife, she's second to none. I'm serious, Jeff. This woman can bake. If you want it and it's to be baked, she's the person you want doing it. Anthony will tell you, she's just fabulous. And her cookies are amazing. A couple of years ago, she had been laid off from work, and she decided that she was going to fill her time making Christmas cookies. Anthony, do you remember that?
Of course I do.
She must have made. And we were eating them as fast as she was making them, dude.
That was my favorite Christmas.
Yeah. She's an amazing baker. There's nothing she can't bake well. I mean, and I mean extremely well. So we truly do enjoy the holidays. In fact, she made that pumpkin cheesecake. They had a potluck where she works on Monday, and she brought it in. And at the end of the day, she ended up bringing it home so that we could have some for the house. Not that it lasted very long, I might remind you, but she said the people at work just went crazy. She's an amazing baker. She truly is. So we'll make sure you get some baked goods during the holidays, I promise.
So that's what you're thankful for.
Of the many things I'm thankful for, that's one of them. And I got to be a little bit careful because of my diabetes, so I can't go too overboard. And I'm pretty good with that, so... I don't abuse it too much. But yeah, she's a very gifted baker. So, anything that she makes is good. I can't tell you that there's the last time she baked something, I went, that was all right. Cause she's just that good. I think she could even take a horrible recipe and probably improve upon it.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. I can't wait. Like tomorrow's going to be, good for the food alone, but also, I think sometimes, yeah, Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where families get together and, like you say, like we've been talking about, Christmas is, sometimes have lost their way. You think about, well, presents, I got to get somebody a present, or what are you going to get me? And it's presents, and you don't realize exactly why you're getting together. I think Thanksgiving still has that connotation, though. You're getting together with family to enjoy
the
time.
And that's it. It's just about family. It's not about gifts. It's not about, you know, it could be
Although
about traditions.
I do think some people will think it's about football, so.
Well, I do. You do.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Yeah, it is. I mean, listen, even if you watch television and they do a Thanksgiving show, football's always a part of that show. So it's a national tradition. You know, football on Thanksgiving is part of the national tradition.
Now, do you wake up and watch the parade?
I mean, I do. I don't get up just specifically to watch the parade. But I do watch the parade. Yeah, absolutely I do. Both the Detroit and the New York and, you know, but I mean, I don't watch it like sit down and watch it. It's on the television. It's on like more like background noise. But yeah, I watch it, but it's not as big as a part of my tradition. Now, when we were in high school, my sister was in the marching band, and they often marched in the Labor Day parade, so I would go downtown for it because I was the announcer for the band. The band actually had an announcer, and that guy was me.
What did you have to say?
Well, it depends.
Here's the band?
Yeah, no. I had a script. You know, the band director would put a script together, and so, you know, as you would pass by, you know, that area, wherever it was, there would be a script. Now, during the football season, it was the halftime show. I would sit in the press box and go, you know, whatever the theme was, because it always, you know, the halftime always had a theme. So there was a script that associated itself with that theme. So that's, you know, that's what I did. I actually got a letter for that. You know, like, you know, some people get a letter for playing football. I got a letter for being the band announcer. I got a band letter for being, you know, for being in the band, quote unquote.
It's got to be an exclusive letter. There's only one of you every year, right?
Right. Well, yeah. In fact, I don't, you know, after I did it, I don't know who did it.
To me, it seems like parades have lost its luster, but maybe it's just me getting older. Do you think that parades have...
I think it's you getting older. No, I think parades still have its luster.
It's got to be like having a kids kind of thing.
Well, yeah, and kids really do enjoy parades. Now, fortunately, Jeff, and I'm blown away. I read yesterday that we are on track to have the warmest November ever on record this year. And it hasn't been terribly cold this November.
The last couple of days, jeez.
And tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and 54 degrees. How do you beat that? I mean, that's just, to me, that's the perfect day.
They should move the game outside to Comerica Park.
But anyway, so yeah, the weather's been gorgeous. And so if you're going to the parade tomorrow, you don't need to worry about rain. You don't need to worry about snow. You don't need to worry about cold. You don't even probably need to bring gloves and a hat at 54 degrees, although it won't be 54 degrees during the parade hours. It's still going to be a beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day for the parade, so thank God for that. I do watch the parade, but it's not something that I spend, I don't stop what I'm doing and go, oh, the parade's on, I got to watch it. No, it's nothing like that. And of course, as you well know, because you are one of those that adheres to the Thanksgiving marking the beginning of the holiday season, then that's it. I mean, that's when you start. We'll decorate our house this weekend. You know, we'll start to, you know, turn on the Christmas music. You know, obviously, the house gets much more holiday friendly after Thanksgiving as well. Now, you live alone. Will you put up a tree?
I haven't even thought about that. That's kind of it's kind of weird. I don't have my own decorations, so it's not like, you know, you can walk into my apartment right now and it looked the same like it did a couple months ago. So I don't have decorations,
right,
or lights or tinsel or anything.
Well,
I would have to think about that. I
lived alone for quite a long time before I got married, and I had a little Christmas tree that was probably 3 feet tall, if it was that tall, maybe 2 feet.
Real
or
fake?
Fake.
Do you have a real or fake tree these years?
Fake.
Oh, okay.
Fake. But I, in fact, it was decorated, and then I would just put it right back in the box, fully decorated, after Christmas was over. So I would put up a little tree, you know, I didn't put up. I would take it out of the box, And I had a couple of decorations, and that was it. And the only reason I did that is occasionally, you know, somebody would come by the house, and I didn't want to make it look like I was a Scrooge. I could have personally cared less because I wasn't home that much. It didn't matter to me that the house was decorated, but it did matter to those that, came to the house, so... You know, that's what you got
to
do.
Plus, that's the problem. I don't. My place is so small that no one wants to come. So I go to see everyone. So it's not, nobody. If you came over, it'd be like, all right, you know, one step. Here's this room. Two steps. That's that room. All right, done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I don't know if I would need to decorate.
No, you know, again, to each their own. I don't. Think
I didn't carve pumpkins or anything. So
well, I never would carve pumpkins. In fact, the only holiday that I would ever quote-unquote decorate for, and I told you what my decorations were, was Christmas. I didn't do it for Easter. I didn't do it for Halloween. I didn't do it for 4th of July, for God's sake, nothing like that. You know, it was just Christmas, and it was that fake little tree that, again, it was already pre-decorated. You just plug it in, and it lights up. And then when you're done, you just put it back in the box and put it back in storage. And the only reason I did it because the people that would occasionally come over during the holidays would go, why don't you decorate? Oh, it's so sad. Well, no, not really. I don't care, but that's okay. And now once you have kids, it's different, of course. But, you know, once I got married and had kids, it was fine.
That's funny because I just had that conversation with a friend of mine about kids. And it's like, you know, when I was a kid, I can remember holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, you looked forward to them. Maybe it's because you get school off. But also because, you know, it's the holiday season. Like, it was a magical time almost. And then as you get older, you start thinking, you know, you start seeing things change and it's not as magical anymore. And my friend said, actually, when you start having kids, it comes back again because you see it through their eyes. You know, it's for them and their enjoyment and their excitement. And you kind of get back into the, you know, feeling it like it was when you were a kid.
I would have to say that even the most jaded person would agree with that. You know, I was never a bah humbug kind of guy with the holidays. I mean, I've always enjoyed the holidays to some degree. But yeah, absolutely. When you start having kids and you see how excited they get for it and how magical it is for them, it absolutely changes it for you as well, Jeff. I couldn't agree with that, with you anymore if I wanted to. It was, you know, yeah, it was great. And, you know, all three of my boys were really into Christmas, and they really enjoyed the holiday, and so it was a lot of fun in our house. It was a whole lot of fun. So, yeah, how can you not enjoy that? Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty cool. So, yeah, you do see it differently. You absolutely do see it differently. We need to get Anthony something to do while he's not on air, because he's getting a little weird for me.
He's always been weird. Day one, he used to whisper salami to you in the talkback or something.
Yeah, now he's doing this.
The behind-the-scenes stuff here, the show, sometimes are fascinating.
If they only knew what I had to put up with. All right, we're going to take a break here. Occupy Detroit when we continue. So please stay right where you're at. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. As we get ready, you know, we got another segment, another hour, and then our weekend begins. But we're looking forward to it, folks. Stay where you're at. We'll be back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Happy holidays, everybody. This is Tony. I want to wish you all the blessings of this holiday season. No matter what your belief system is this time of year, may this season bring peace and solidarity to us all. God bless everybody and Happy New Year. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I've made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
All right, we are in wait of our guest for Occupy Detroit. We have not yet heard from him, so until we do, we're just going to wish them the best this holiday season. Take a look at some other stuff that's going on. By the way, Occupy Detroit has broken camp, if you're not aware of that. And so, and they've cleaned up the site, and they're moving inside and deciding what they're going to do yet next, so... we'll deal with that. With all that said, there are things going on within the city of Detroit, and as much as I'd like to be happy and gay all morning, there are issues that need to be dealt with. One of them is whether or not Detroit will end up with an emergency financial manager, an emergency manager. Fox 2 did a report recently, talked to Governor Snyder, and asked him point blank, will there be an emergency manager provided to the city? This is what he had to say.
The governor makes it very clear. He wants the Detroit City Council and Detroit Mayor Dave Bing to get on the same page to resolve the city's financial crisis, and he wants it sooner than later. He notes they are not there yet.
We're going to encourage them to get on the same page, and again, in a constructive way.
When the governor heard the mayor's speech last week, the governor said he expected a letter from the mayor to set into motion the state's initial review of the city's financial crisis. But then the mayor said he would not send such a letter to the governor. The governor now says he's willing to wait for that request, but warns he might have to launch a state review without it.
What will you act without him sending you a letter?
Well, I'm still waiting to see if I get a response from either the mayor or the city council first, Tim.
How long will you wait?
It would be a relatively short period of time in terms of looking at it.
So you'll make a decision by the end of the year one way or the other on this with or without a letter?
Well, again, that just would start the process of asking for a preliminary review. My goal is to avoid a financial manager. I have no desire to see that happen.
The governor is concerned that the city's cash crunch, which could include payless paydays, will peak in March or April of next year, and he wants to do everything he can to avoid that.
Yeah, and if you believe that, I got a bridge in Detroit. Okay, I'll leave that alone for now. This is supposed to be a nice day, nice and thankful day. And we are, listen, there are plenty to be thankful for, no question about it. And let us turn our attention now to where we normally do at this time. Joining us is Lee Gaddis. Lee is, of course, with Occupy Detroit, one of the more wonderful voices of this movement. We haven't talked to him in a while, so it's great to have Lee back on First Shift. And happy Thanksgiving to you, Lee.
Happy holidays to you too, Tony.
Thank you so much. You know, it's a good week for the Occupy Detroit movement. First of all, I want to point out that the police chief went out of his way yesterday to remark about how great the relationship was between the city of Detroit and the Occupy Detroit movement, and saying how important that relationship was. You're obviously not seeing that, Lee, all over the country, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, number one, we're lucky enough to have people who work for the city that were part of the civil rights struggle, that understand what civil disobedience is, that understand what it means to go out and address your government for grievances. So, I mean, having that relationship with the city and with our community, with our larger community of support, you know. We've had, you know, Raising Grannies come out. We've had the Great Panthers come out and support us. You know, so it's not just the young people that you see at the park that can withstand the weather and being out in the elements, but it's also the larger community of support, you know, that has allowed this movement in Detroit to take on a different hue than you've seen in Oakland, California, or is a locus of corruption, which is Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we certainly wanted to make sure that we mentioned Chief Godby's the comments yesterday, because it's it's a wonderful way to express how important and positive this movement is as it continues to grow. So, Lee, what's tomorrow's a holiday. This isn't a movement that takes days off. Well, what's happening with Occupy Detroit tomorrow?
Well, what we're asking for people to do is to try to shop locally. You know, the next phase in our campaign is community outreach. You know, we're moving into the different communities to do movement building. As you know, this is a political movement. It's not just about being in the park. The park was just a symbol of that movement. But what we're looking at is being able to have people buy concert tickets, support local artists and artisans, shop at the farmers market, spend money locally as you go about the holiday season, you know, and have that money turn over in your community, and trying to reinvigorate and repower the community in a way that's economically responsible, unlike the city and our state leaders that aren't being economically responsible. If the governor wanted to keep us out of financial trouble, then he would give us the $200-some-odd million that he owes us. You know, if the mayor wanted to keep us out of emergency manager trouble, he would find ways to generate revenue. As any business person knows, you can't cut your way to prosperity. You have to grow the city. And there's a lot of great solutions to the problems that Detroit's having that doesn't seem to be in the view of the mayor or have his ear when people tell him these great suggestions about, oh, why don't we allow people to immigrate into the city, to repopulate a city built for 2 million people? I mean, there's little simple things that could be done to help change this around if that's what they wanted to do, but it doesn't seem like that's on their radar. It seems like that they are in collusion to put the city in financial straits so they can sell you the solution of privatization, which every report shows is not cost-effective, that privatization actually costs municipalities more. It doesn't save any money.
Yeah, and we certainly, something that we've covered on this show quite extensively, Lee, so that's not a sell job here. We do understand that, and that is where the conversation's going right now. You know, interestingly, you talk about using immigrants as a way to repopulate the city. That would be a perfectly acceptable path to take, and you stop and think about the important work that is being done for immigration rights in the city of Detroit right now. What a more perfect time, Lee, to marry those concepts than right now.
Exactly. I mean, it makes perfect sense for those of us who understand the problem that we're in and understand that New York would not be New York without immigration, that other cities have done this all the time, that you bring, that you allow people to immigrate in, backfill as people become more prosperous and move into the suburbs, and the infrastructure is already here. It's not like we're cramped for space, like there's no place for anybody to live. We have a city that's already completely and fully built for 2 million people. And we have 715,000 people living here. So I think we got the room. And yeah. Think of all the jobs that are created when people do that. So
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, Lee, just very quickly, because we got to get out of here for the top of the hour, but the company that recently planted 3 acres worth of those tree saplings, the tree saplings, you know, that's the beginning of a new era for the city. It's representative of growth. And certainly, if we open our minds, you know, we may just be surprised what we can accomplish. Lee, God bless you. God bless everybody at the Occupy Movement. Of course, we're going to be off here until Monday, but you will not be out of mind, I assure you. And we'll look forward to reconnecting on Monday.
Yeah, Occupy Detroit, coming to a community near you.
There you go. That's the way to look at it. God bless you, my friend. We got to take a break for the top of the hour. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a problem we've had all morning at Ryan and 15 Mile Road, 15 and Ryan. That intersection is all closed. There's been an accident that knocked the traffic signals and utility poles and lines down into the middle of the roadway. That's still taking a while to get that cleaned up, along with the accident trying to get back to normal through there. But you're going to have to avoid it for a while still, 15 and Ryan.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service includes sunny skies today, our high near 49. Tonight it'll be clear and 32. Tomorrow for the holiday, sunny and 54. And on Friday we're going to have mostly sunny and a high near 58. Right now overcast and 39 out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, the Republican presidential candidates outlined their visions for fighting terrorism and keeping the country safe during a CNN debate last night. Mitt Romney was asked about Iran and what he would do about that country.
Put in place the kind of crippling sanctions that stop their economy. I know it's going to make gasoline more expensive. There's no price which is worth an Iranian nuclear weapon.
Too bad they won't let you wear helmets and shin guards through airport security. They might be welcome attire this holiday weekend. CNN's Jim Roop joins us live from what's expected to be the busiest airport in the nation this Thanksgiving, Los Angeles International. Jim?
Yeah, Jim. So far, so good, though. It is early here, but this is expected to be, as you say, the busiest airport. Some 2 million travelers expected to pass through. We're also thinking delays because of bad weather in the east. And for the first time, too, LAX officials say tomorrow may be even busier as people try to save money. They'll be traveling on Thanksgiving itself. Fares are cheaper when you fly on the holiday. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
Three American college students accused of lobbing Molotov cocktails during the unrest in Cairo, Egypt, are expected to face more questioning today. This time they'll be in the presence of U.S. Embassy representatives. Anti-government protests continued for a fifth straight day in the Egyptian capital, despite the military's promise to speed up the transition to civilian rule. There's plenty of finger-pointing going on now that the super committees failed to put together a deficit reduction deal. Director of the White House Office of Budget and Management, Jack Lew, says there's still time to fix some things.
There is still in place a system of automatic cuts that take effect in January 2013, and there's a year for Congress to act to avoid that. And Congress needs to come back from Thanksgiving and back to work.
An Italian court says actor George Clooney and soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo will be called as witnesses, or could be called as witnesses, in the trial of former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. Berlusconi's lawyer says the celebrities are being called because they went to parties at the prime minister's house and might be able to shed some light on what went on. This is CNN Radio.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Last year, China passed the United States to become the world's largest automobile market. This morning comes word China has passed the U.S. in another big consumer category. It is now the world's top smartphone market, where shipments grew 58% last quarter. Strategy Analytics says a big reason for China's rising smartphone ubiquity is heavy subsidies for phones by the phone makers. The merger of two big mobile players here in the States just got the big thumbs down from the FCC. The commission says AT&T's proposed takeover of T-Mobile for $39 billion would result in higher prices and fewer jobs. The case now heads to an administrative judge. Naked Juice is not entirely au naturel. So claims a lawsuit accusing the juice brand and parent company Pepsi of deceptive marketing, claiming all natural when some ingredients in Naked Juice are not. Stock futures down, S&P futures losing 10, NASDAQ futures down 17. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
A 51-inch Samsung plasma TV for less than $500? My husband's gonna go nuts.
Member Carol Farabee on the Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event.
It's like they saw my list. One-of-a-kind toys, stocking stuffers under $10, maybe some nice jewelry for myself.
The excitement begins Friday at 5 a.m. and at samsclub.com Thanksgiving Day.
I'm taking my list and checking things done.
Receive a $20 gift card when you become a Plus member this weekend only. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Limited quantities available on all items. No rain checks.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some. President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And we are back. Let's see. We got 5-7 minutes after the hour. I was engulfed in reading, so I apologize for that. I've done that twice now in the last 2 weeks. I got to stop doing that. I got to stop reading during the break. Nah, not necessarily. We're going to get to our guest here in just a minute. We're going to have time for open lines. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, to everybody. I want to thank for those that have sent emails on this early Wednesday morning. The people already, Jeff, already stuffing turkeys. couple people sent me an email that they're brining their turkeys. I don't know.
Come on, give them to me. Any emails with White Castle stuffing?
No emails with White Castle stuffing.
I thought somebody would back me up on this.
No, I've never heard of it. I'm not saying. I guess I could have Googled it during the break, but. Nobody's given me the White Castle stuffing recipe yet, but people are already getting their birds ready, as they should be. You know, actually, if people have a chance, they can either call later on or send me an email. I want to know what size birds people are cooking today. I want to know, because one lady said that she's got a 32-pound bird. That's a big bird. That's a big bird. 32-pound bird, Jeff's a big bird. So I'm just kind of curious. We do too in our family. Not the big bird. It's just a big bird.
Right. I was gonna say. Did you see there's a photo going around. It's Sesame Street.
Yes, I've seen it. Okay. Every year it's out there. And we don't want to do that to the young children. Let's not scare anybody. This is a family show after all. Anyway, let's get things going and get to our guest. We'll have plenty of time for foolishness a little bit later on. I do want to remind you folks, if you care to join us at any point, 888-552-3595. The email address, as always, tony@thetonyshow.org and on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. With all that said, give me my intro, guys. Let's get going.
Joining us now, editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Henderson.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. And joining us now is the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, Stephen Henderson. Stephen, a blessing to have you with us. Certainly one of the things we are thankful for this morning is our relationship with you, and hopefully we will be able to do this for many more weeks to come. So happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. This is also, today is also my birthday. My birthday is always around Thanksgiving. So,
happy birthday.
This is my favorite time of the year.
Well, happy birthday. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm hoping that you're going to get at least a little bit of time off around this time of year.
I have next week off.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
Now let me ask you that. Maybe we shouldn't be doing this on air. Do you want next week off from the show as well?
Let's see how my week goes.
All right. Well, I want to give you that option. So if you feel like you want to skip next week, we're going to give you that option. If not, then of course we're always happy to have you on. And as we look forward here, certainly, you know, I'd like to say that there's nothing but good news this week. We've had a lot of very difficult news this week, and including, Stephen, the very disappointing news that the super committee that was charged with cutting a radical amount of debt in this country could not come to an agreement. Watching the Sunday morning programs last Sunday morning was fascinating because you were getting a tale of two very different political parties, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think if anything is sort of a positive development out of this, it's that the choice between the two parties that voters face next year, you know, there won't be any mistaking what that choice is, right? the Republican Party has now, I sort of say, officially, you know, unmasked itself as primarily existing to protect the wealthiest Americans from any tax increases. They don't appear to really have any other core principle that they're unwilling to bargain with, which is really disappointing because it's a party that has a very important and rich history, and has a record of focusing on lots of different things, but it has been reduced at this point, by money and by, I think, a certain degree of myopism, to this one issue. And the fight over the super committee is a great example. You know, several Republicans on the committee were willing to go as far as to close a lot of tax loopholes. Some of our representatives here in Michigan who were on the committee called us this week at the Free Press to point out that they'd signed on to some $350 billion tax code changes that would close those kind of loopholes. But when push came to shove and it came time to talk about the Bush tax cuts
and these other things that, that might raise taxes on the highest earners. That's where they drew the line. They said absolutely not, and the whole thing collapsed over that issue, which is just, I mean, it's beyond tragic, not just for the party, but of course for the whole country, which I think had a lot of, has a lot riding on what they were talking
well,
about.
Well, and Stephen Henderson, then there's a name that creeps into the national conversation. Creep might be the right word. Grover Norquist.
Yeah.
Grover Norquist.
Yeah.
CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday did an expose that very much his bravado, his insistence on being right, ignoring the truth. You know, Rolling Stone did an excellent article that I had posted to our Facebook page earlier this week, reminding people that there was a time under Ronald Reagan when the voice of sanity was the Republican Party as it came to fiscal responsibility.
Sure.
And yet here, Stephen, you know, they all, especially the presidential candidates, will do anything to have their name and associated in association with Ronald Reagan. They keep on forgetting that it was he that raised taxes 19 times in the 8 years that he served us,
sure.
Understanding that that he did have a fiduciary responsibility to this republic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Reagan and his advisors, many of whom are very critical now. I mean, I think of Bruce Bartlett, who was one of his economic advisors, is a really active blog on economic matters. I mean, they're crosswise with their own party at this point because, again, they understand that tax policy, that number one, tax policy is only one of the government's tools for dealing with the economy. The Republican Party seems to think that tax policy is the only thing that's worth talking about. But then further, they believe that the only mechanism that the government should ever employ with regard to tax policy are tax cuts, which, of course, is absurd. You can't endlessly cut taxes and balance the books. And the idea that you know, that someone like Grover Norquist has been able to convince so many of our elected representatives that's true, that all they ever need to do is cut taxes, and that if they raise taxes for any reason, under any circumstances, that somehow they're violating a promise. I mean, it is not good economic policy. It's not good political policy. And it's sort of a hijacking of what should be a very important conversation about how we dig out of the debt that we're in.
Absolutely. Let's quickly go to the phones before we have to get to the break. I want to welcome Stephen Monroe to the show. Steve, go ahead. You're on with Stephen Henderson.
Good morning. Stephen, there's another side to this that you're kind of just leaving totally out. The Democrats were never, ever serious about entitlement reform, even to this super committee. They were never serious about fundamentally restructuring these programs. So to blame it all on raising taxes on the super rich is just disingenuous.
Well, actually, what was on the table included significant entitlement reform. I mean, if you're talking about entitlement reform in the sense of getting rid of something like Social Security or Medicare, no. Of course, that's not on the table. That shouldn't be on the table for anybody. And it's only recently that you even hear Republicans talking about those kinds of radical disenfranchisement of people in this country. But certainly, the members of the super committee, at least the ones I've talked to, were wide open to the idea that you've got to make these programs solvent. They have to pay for themselves, and they can't just be these liabilities. You can't keep raiding the Social Security Fund to bail out the general fund in Congress. You've got to restructure Medicare so that the costs align with the revenues that we have. Those things were all on the table, and Democrats did not back away from that. That's what's untrue, and that's what you hear a lot of people saying. That did not happen here.
No, you're right. We got to take a break. Then we just have to get to the break. We'll come back and cover this more on the other side. Stephen Henderson, again, my guest, editorial page editor at the Detroit Free Press and host of American Black Journal on PBS. I am Tony Truppiano. If you want to join us, feel free to do it. 888-552-3595. Yes, folks, I've had some emails as well. I will update you After our visit with Stephen Henderson on what happened with my quitting smoking campaign, I've got good news. So don't worry about that. We'll get to it. Stop bothering me, please. I love you all, but please, just give it 15 minutes. We'll take the break and be back.
Hello, I'm Diane Cross, and I want to wish a very happy holiday to everyone, whether it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a wonderful holiday season.
1310 WDTW, Continuous Traffic Watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Still doing pretty well out there. We're seeing some slow spots. Drivers taking 75 into 696. You know, we've always got traffic almost any time of the day through there. And those making their way in on 96 East, a little busy at times trying to get in toward 275. But you can tell it's a holiday tomorrow. It's been pretty lighter than normal traffic, although out toward the airport it is getting a little busier.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, are high near 49. Tonight, clear and 32. Tomorrow, sunny and 54 for Thanksgiving Day. And on Friday, shoppers are going to find sunny skies and 58 degrees. Right now, it's overcast and 38. I'm Diane Cross. Thank you for listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
It's the Toys R Us After Thanksgiving Sale with over 150 doorbusters. And we're your first stop when doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night. Plus bonus doorbusters 5 a.m. Friday. Hurry in for our lowest prices ever. Like 50% off hot toys from top brands like Barbie, Crayola, Leapfrog, Fastlane, and more. Get huge savings earlier than ever before. Doorbusters start 9 p.m. Thursday night. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Local store hours may vary. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or toysrus.com for details.
It sold out in 10 minutes, was seen by millions, and became the biggest live music event in radio history.
I would have given anything a few years ago to see a show like this.
Now it's your turn to watch. Catch the VH1 premiere of the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Kenny Chesney, The Black Eyed Peas, Steven Tyler, Jennifer Lopez, Carrie Underwood, Jane's Addiction, Nicki Minaj, one-of-a-kind collaborations from Sting and Jeff Beck, and more. The two-hour special premieres Wednesday, November 23rd at 10, 9 central on VH1.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Exclusively at the Home Depot, save time and money with Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint. It's an affordable paint and primer in one, and rated number one by a leading consumer study. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Recently on First Shift,
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane, he references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
Tea party guy, by the way.
Only this Friday, only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Don't miss your only chance to get the exclusive limited edition Nook Simple Touch for only $79. It's the world's highest rated e-reader, only $79, with the best reading screen and the longest battery life. Access over 2 million books with just a touch. Get the incredible Nook Simple Touch for an amazing $79. Come in before they're gone. Only this Friday, only at Barnes & Noble. See Nook.com for details.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trivia on 1310 WDTW.
And it is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. We do have confirmation that Jeff's White Castle stuffing actually has a foundation in reality. We'll get to that about 8:35, so you'll want to stay where you're at. I'm not going there. And I'm going to guess, Stephen Henderson, you're not going to be stuffing your bird with White Castle hamburgers, but if you wanted to, there's a recipe for it.
That sounds really gross. You know, I'm not a big fan of the turkey anyway. Like, I just think it's this odd creature that we eat on Thanksgiving. And boy, the idea of putting stuff inside it, I just think that's asking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, again, we talked about that controversy a little bit earlier on as well, but indeed, there is a recipe for stuffing that is made with White Castle hamburgers.
Oh,
again,
yeah, I won't be doing that.
And we'll save that conversation for when you're not here. So welcome back to the show, of course. And we're talking about the Super Committee and the failure of the Super Committee to come to an agreement. I don't think that, Stephen Henderson, there's necessarily any shock and that they couldn't come to an agreement. I think that the president's posturing on this has really been quite good, that he's not going to let them get away with it, that he's not going to let them try to work around this now, and because there are some penalties for not coming to an agreement, and he's going to hold them to that. He said he will veto any legislation that tries to go around that responsibility.
I think that's the right position to be in. I mean, I think the other thing he's saying that's important is, they should keep working at it. Don't just give up because you passed the deadline. Keep working on this. And that's really important because, when you look at both our short and our long-term financial issues in this country, it's just not just because they fail doesn't mean these problems go away or that we don't have serious reforms to talk about, both in terms of how we spend money, how we collect revenue, and of course in terms of how we deal with our health care in this country, which is one of the big drivers of the federal deficit.
Yeah.
You've got to start thinking about different ways to do these things and different ways to do the things that we feel like the government ought to do in this country in order to not drive ourselves into debt doing it.
All right. We are going to go back to the phones. Folks, feel free to join us at 888-552-3595. Chuck in Novi joins us now. Chuck, happy Thanksgiving to you, and you're on the air with Stephen Henderson.
Yeah, thank you. First, I wanted to make a statement concerning Social Security. To my knowledge, that is the only government program that is funded. So it should never even be on the table in any way, shape, or form when it comes to debt reduction talks. We have prepaid Social Security. That money is up front. So what they're talking about is money that they don't have, that we owe, that they have already spent on other things. And then I have a question concerning Medicare. Does that operate in the same manner as Social Security or no?
No, Medicare doesn't operate the same way. It's a totally different kind of program. It has a similar problem with funding, but for different reasons. And you're right about Social Security having lots of funding. I mean, Social Security is not on the verge of bankruptcy. It is, however, it has been the victim of a lot of sort of budget shenanigans when it was merged into the general fund budget, as opposed to being sort of put off separately. And so there's been a lot of sort of funny accounting tricks that have taken a lot of money that was intended for Social Security and done it and used it to balance the overall budget. That's one of the things I think probably needs to stop. The other problem we have with Social Security is that we've got a very big generation of Americans getting ready to retire. I mean, as the boomers start collecting their checks, there will be so many of them collecting that at some point the money could run out if you don't restructure the way it gets put in. The fixes are not, you don't need radical fixes that are going to change people's lives. I mean, I've seen some reports that suggest that if you just remove the cap on Social Security contributions, that you would solve a lot of the problem. Of course, that would ask wealthier Americans to pay more, which brings us back to the impact.
grasp it.
And there is some fundamental truth. I mean, studies have shown, and this is not, these are not recent studies. I've been doing radio for 18 years, and I've been having this conversation for 18 years. So this is fundamentally stuff that's true. Quickly go back to the phone before we run out of time. Jim in Plymouth now joins us. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jim. You're on the air with Stephen Henderson.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tony, and to Stephen. Just a question I have in my mind or a comment about this whole issue of the budget debate and the entitlements. First of all, when you pay into something, I don't think it's an entitlement. You're putting money into something to get something back. Sure. Secondly, I wish the media would do a more focused job on the fact that, look, get these legislators in Congress to quit trying to chop away at it and simply reenact legislation that says, look, the Social Security money stays in the fund. We're not going to use it to pay down the deficit like it was done in the Bush administration and the administrations before. That money was earmarked for something. That was something that Al Gore campaigned on. It makes money, but you've got the federal government and the Congress that takes that surplus to pay down the deficit. Someone needs to go before that body and propose legislation. It stop immediately. Thank you.
All right, Jim, thank you. Go ahead, Stephen, your comments on what Jim had to say.
I think that was one of the things that you at least had some hope that would come out of the super committee was an idea like that to sort of restore Social Security by removing it again from commingling. All of these proposals eventually bump up against the sort of central issue, which is that we need people to pay more in taxes in this country. I mean, nobody likes to pay taxes. I don't like to. You don't like to. But that's how we prioritize things that we want to do in the government here. And the Bush tax cuts, combined with some other real imbalances in the tax code, have just robbed the government of the ability to do those things. We've got to start dealing with that. And Republicans so far have backed themselves into a corner with this Grover Norquist character that says, absolutely not, under no circumstances. Well, you know, it's we can't get anywhere so long as that's the position.
Well, and again, I want to remind, you know, the conversation that we had last week, Stephen, about the people willing to pay more taxes. We see that with the millages that passed just a few weeks ago. I mean, there's a proven need, the people are willing to step up and do that. We're just out of time. I want to wish you the best of this Thanksgiving holiday, and whatever your turkey is stuffed with, I hope you enjoy your dinner, Stephen.
Yeah, you too. Stay away from the White Castle.
Definitely we'll be staying away from the White Castle stuffing, that's for sure. We'll be in touch next week, and happy birthday to you, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Stephen Henderson again with the Detroit Free Press. We are going to take a quick break here. We are open lines at the top of the hour. So here we go. What are you thankful for? What is your favorite side dish? We're trying to keep a little light as we work our way through the rest of the day. Give us a call. Just punch in with us. 888-552-3595. We'll be back and talk about that White Castle stuffing right after we do this.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Tony, things look pretty good for the most part out there. No surprises other than the intersection of 15 Mile Road and Ryan. We've had some power lines down. An accident knocked the traffic signals into the middle of the roadway, and that's been clearing all morning. We're seeing heavier traffic, heavier compared to earlier today, along I-75 and 696. All directions is getting pretty busy through that interchange.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. It's a perfect blend of smooth espresso and chocolate syrup with a hint of peppermint and freshly steamed milk. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for mostly sunny skies today. Our high near 49. Tonight, clear and 32. Tomorrow, sunny and 54 as you make your way out. And on Friday, shoppers will find sunny skies and 58 degrees. And Saturday night into Sunday, look for rain, though. Overcast and 38 right now at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
In these times of nationwide job insecurity, with five applicants lined up for every job opening, CEOs warn workers that they had better perform or else. Or else they'll be unceremoniously booted out the door. But what happens when the bosses themselves fail to perform? Well, they too are shown the door. But rather than getting a swift kick in the tush, they're being given little golden kisses to soothe the pain of their failures. Actually, the kisses are not so little. For example, when Burger King's board ousted its CEO in April for years of underperforming, his care package included a $20 million severance. That was on top of $29 million more in pension, deferred bonuses, and stock payments. Likewise, Massey Energy, the reckless mining giant that killed 29 coal miners last year and now faces charges of deliberately disregarding safety rules, handed its chief $34 million as a fond farewell for his ugly performance when he departed in June. Then there's Hewlett-Packard, which supposedly is in the business of making computers but seems to specialize in making outlandish payments to failed CEOs. In 2007, Carly Fiorina was sent packing with a $21 million severance. Her successor got $12 million to leave last year, and his successor, Leo Apotheker, has now departed too. Apotheker's pay for failure totaled $13.2 million, including, get this, a $2.4 million bonus. Plus, HP is paying to relocate Leo to Europe and to cover the $300,000 loss he took on the sale of his house. This is Jim Hightower saying shareholders are getting miffed at seeing so much of their money going out the door in these gilded goodbyes. For more information, go to AFLCIO.org/corporatewatch/capital. To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. Tony Truppiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Truppiano page today.
Tweet.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
All right, we're back. I'm going to get to the update on my smoking here in a minute. I'm going to get to the White Castle story, although it looks like my good brethren in the other room already posted that to the Facebook page. Hey, if you guys get a chance, if you could put Yusuf Shakur's website up there as well, I'd appreciate it. Anyway, before we do any of that, though, I want to remind you, one of the things, of course, that we're grateful for, many of us are grateful for, is our union affiliation. Not everybody has that, though. And I'm mindful of that. So we thought, what would be a better way to help people than to give them access to information that they don't have? And it can be a little intimidating. There's no question about that. The thought of starting a union in your workplace, especially if there's a strong tradition of not having a union, can be quite intimidating and daunting. It doesn't have to be. So let me give you a phone number that you can call and get more information. It's 1-800-321-6406, 1-800-321-6406. You can just call that number. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. Just get some general information to help you begin the process of exploring whether or not a union will be right for your workplace. I'm going to suggest it will be, but that's a decision you need to make, and I'm not trying to force you to do that, of course. 1-800-321-6406. That's, again, 800-321-6406. Anonymous as you want to be, ask any question you need to ask, and I mean ask any question you need to ask. They're going to be happy to accommodate you. Again, there's no pressure at all, but at a time, and especially at this time of year, we're talking about being thankful. We're talking about the blessings of the holiday season. What a better way to bless ourselves than to do what would be right for ourselves and our coworkers. And that would do it. So we'll leave it there. Okay, Jeff, yes, the wild, wild world of the internet is obviously clearly in place, entrenched in lore, the White Castle turkey stuffing. According to one of our listeners in Royal Oak, she sent the recipe as well. She also said, Jeff, you are not crazy, and although I have never tried it, it is intriguing. And I would agree with that. It is intriguing. And here's the recipe real quickly. 10 White Castle hamburgers and no pickles. 1.5 cups of diced celery. 1 1/4 tablespoon of ground thyme. 1 1/2 tablespoon of ground sage. 3/4 tablespoon of coarsely ground black pepper. And 1/4 cup of chicken broth. You cut up the burgers in a bowl. You throw everything else in there, mix it up real good. It makes about 9 cups, which is enough to stuff about a 10 to 12 pound turkey. And off you go. And there you go. That's the stuffing. I would really love to hear from somebody that's tried this. Now, if there's anybody that's actually eaten the White Castle turkey stuffing, would love to hear from you. 888-552-3595. I'm not even thinking it would be all that gross. I mean, I know that people have this love-hate relationship with White Castle. You either love it or you hate it. You know, Jeff and I were talking. To me, it's like one of those once-a-year kind of meals. I could eat it once a meal or once a year. But that's that. And do you have a favorite side? You know, our Facebook, our first shift poll question today is, what's your favorite side? Now, everybody, and that's only two of us so far. Man, it's a quiet morning. They're saying stuffing. Anthony would be 3, but he didn't vote. That would be stuffing. Jeff said, and although Jeff didn't vote, would be anything Jell-O related. Or maybe not anything, maybe. Do you guys have a family recipe, Jeff, that's the Jell-O thing?
Sort of. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's. I've never seen it anywhere else. It's just how it's put together. Not that it's different ingredients than anyone else, but it's got different layers, and I don't know.
Right.
I like it.
And you tried to explain it and can't, so... enjoy it. You're going to have it tomorrow, so enjoy it.
Let's second best meal of the year.
What's the first best?
Christmas Eve.
What do you guys have for Christmas Eve?
It's a traditional Polish meal, so I love it.
Okay.
I thought, well, we'll get into that closer
all
to
right.
Christmas.
All right. No problem. In fact, feel free to invite me. 888-552-3595. We are open for the balance of the show, so feel free to join us. Let's go to Jerry in Farmington Hills. Jerry, happy Thanksgiving to you, and welcome to First Shift.
Well, thank you very much, and the same for a happy and joyous thanks and a safe Thanksgiving season for you and all and yours over there, okay?
Thank you so much. That's very nice.
Just two topics. Number one, as far as we have a favorite here, it's like as far as in lieu of pumpkin pie, ours is sweet potato pie.
Ooh, that's not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah, and though my wife hasn't made it in a while, she would make it would be like a kind of a casserole like with onion. Cheddar cheese, and I believe it would be like redskin potatoes. She may do it this year. We'll find out today when she gets up.
Well, that can never be bad. Potatoes.
Yeah, she really does a good job.
Potatoes, onion, and cheese are a marriage made in heaven.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it sounds delicious. Well, Jerry, again, have a blessed holiday season. Enjoy.
And once again, thank you for everything you guys do there. We really appreciate you being a voice of sanity on the airwaves, you know, compared to what's on the other end of the dial, the big station, you know, that I'm not going to mention their call letter, but
that's all right.
You one time.
That's all right. We're ready to take them on. I think that, Jerry, and again, thank you.
You guys are giving us some competition, you know.
I appreciate that.
Which is good, because they sure could use it.
No, I appreciate that. Listen, we enjoy what we do. It's certainly been a much clearer path to sanity than I ever thought it would be. The audience continues to grow, which is wonderful, and we're very thankful that we get to do this on a daily basis. No question that's true. All right, so a quick update on... my quitting smoking. Yesterday, as I said, in this half hour, I was going off to a hypnotherapist, and that I was hoping to walk away a non-smoker. A guy named Anthony called, who is a hypnotherapist, who said, "Tony, you will." He was right. I have not had a cigarette since yesterday morning at 11:30, maybe a little bit earlier than that, so it hasn't quite been 24 hours yet. It has, for the most part, been fairly painless. I'm having some issues with the expectation, you know, so I'm still dealing with that, but I don't expect within 24 hours to just be completely symptom-free. Although I think, honestly, if this keeps going the way it's going, within, you know, 3 or 4 days, I really do anticipate that I will be stress and worry-free over this. And a lot of it is just like everybody else that smokes. You know, you have certain habits. There are certain methods of doing things that involve smoking. And so I'm still working through that. But there have been once or twice this morning where I went, I actually said to myself, oh, I can have a cigarette on the way home. No, I can't. Can't have a cigarette on the way home. I'm not a smoker anymore. But I'm okay with it. I'm absolutely okay with it. So to this point, it's been a pristine experience. It's been great. And I want to thank Amy, my hypnotherapist, for everything that she's done to this point. Now, you know, a little later on today when I get home, I'll close the office door. I'll turn the lights off. I'll listen to that, to what we did yesterday, because she recorded it and sent it to me. I'm supposed to listen to it every day. And I will. I'll listen to it and again, just, you know, get my mind in that right place. But I'm working through it. I feel good about this. I do not have my biggest fear. Let me make this simple. My biggest fear were the physical withdrawals. I was very concerned about physical withdrawals. I can definitively tell you that I do not have any physical withdrawals at all. I am not feeling any anxiety about, oh, my God, I'm not freaking out about not smoking. It's just, again, it's this idea that, okay, I got to recondition my day. I got to figure out how to fill some of this space, and I will. And I will. I didn't expect this to just be completely 100% easy and stress-free, although it pretty much has been. I mean, it really has. And also at the same time, haven't, you know, really addressed some situations that I need to address yet, but I will. I will, but I feel very good about this. Let's go to the phones before we have to take a break and welcome Joe in East Point. Joe, welcome to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir, and the same to you and yours. Before I get on to just a couple little Thanksgiving differences from today and when I was a kid, just a couple. Hey, don't beat yourself about the smoking thing. I smoked for like 25 years or so, and I had tried to quit. Look, it comes from within. You'll know when you're ready to quit and never pick them up again. I quit in 1968, haven't smoked since. But I had tried several times, so enjoy them while you're doing it. And one day you'll quit and you'll know. You won't need anything, no patches, you'll just know. And with that, I'll get on to these little Thanksgiving differences.
All right.
When I was a kid, I'm 76, by the way, so I came up in the 40s and 50s as a youngster. Turkey was not usually on the table. Turkey was very expensive back in the 40s, 30s, 50s. It was a once-a-year bird. It was Thanksgiving and or Christmas, unless you grew your own. And living in the country as we did, we also had wild game on the table. Rabbit and squirrel would probably be on the table. And by the way, you're mispronouncing pumpkin. It's pumpkin. It's not pumpkin, okay?
Okay.
So we would, we would have pumpkin pie, and then I learned about sweet potato pie. People from the South generally eat it. I didn't eat that until I came here. How about peach cobbler? How about cherry pie, which I used to love? We had cherry trees, so we would have canned cherries. But the bird would be maybe chicken, duck, you know, rabbit, squirrel, and turkey, as I say, not usually being the bird, you know, of choice. So some differences there.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, we gotta take a break, but appreciate
sure.
that. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy the day, pumpkin or
Thank
pumpkin
you.
Or anything else. We do appreciate it. And I am a non-smoker now, no question about it. Shirley, stay where you're at. We'll come back to you as soon as we take this break on First Shift.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that.
If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trivium
on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up? Diggity doll.
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to get ready to wrap things up as we get ready to ramp up for our Thanksgiving holiday. The boys and I taking a little time this morning to break a little bread before we part company for the weekend. Jeff put together a great couple of best of shows. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Again, feel free to join us as we're open lines at the top of the hour, 888-552-3595. Again, thank you for all the good wishes to my for my quitting smoking. So far, so good. Let's go to Shirley and Warren and welcome her to First Shift. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Shirley, and you're on the air.
Well, you know, Tony, what I want to say is some of the protesters that are being so badly abused, what would we think if a Middle Eastern country came over and tried to solve our problem like we do to them?
Oh, well, listen, if that door swung both ways, I can't, I can't even imagine the temperament of this country right now. Surely it's disgusting the way we treat our own.
Yes, well, thank you, Tony. I listen to you all the time, and that was kind of like a facetious thing I said, but it actually fits because that one woman lost her baby, and all that spray that they're putting in the eyes is not the normal spray. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm 80 years old. I mean, I'm worried about my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren.
You're 80 years old?
Yes, I am, Tony.
You do not sound like you're 80 years old. I can tell you that much.
Nobody says it, and they say I look 60, but I'm doing a real good job.
Now, well, Shirley. Go with it. Hey, listen, have a blessed holiday. Please enjoy your Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Gosh, she sounded great. She sounded great. Absolutely. Gosh. Awesome. That's awesome. she's right. If we were treating, if we were treating, our fathers were treating, other governments were treating their citizens the way we're treating ours, we would be up in arms over it. We would be outraged. But no. Let's not let that door swing both ways in this country. It's just kind of, unfortunately, expected. It's expected. I don't understand why they're going after these protesters at UC Davis and Oakland and the other places they're doing it, Portland, Atlanta. I don't understand why they're going after these folks. This is, you know, peaceful, you know, civil disobedience. So they don't want them there. Why? Why do they not want them there? How does it really affect them? It doesn't. They just don't appreciate their politics. And unfortunately, you know, it's a political discussion. And that's the truth. That's just the honest to God's truth. All right. Folks, we did actually post the White Castle stuffing recipe, the link to that recipe on the First Shift Facebook page. If those of you that really are sending me emails, that I don't know if you want to make fun of it, if you're actually looking to consume it, it's on the First Shift Facebook page. So go ahead, check it out. That's the best I can give you. I will not be checking it out and letting you know on Monday how it was. I can promise you that. My sister makes an amazing dressing, stuffing, and then my other one does a nice meat casserole that we enjoy. So that'll be it. Let's go to the phones and welcome Sally in St. Clair Shores to First Shift as we get ready to wrap things up. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Sally. How are you today?
Same to you, my dear.
Thank you.
I'm 80 years old, too.
Stop
it! It was really strange to hear, though. I was listening for your telephone number because I couldn't get it, and then you repeated it, so I wrote it down. Anyway, we've got to clear the airwaves a little bit so there are more Trupianos on the airwaves dispensing the stuff that we need to hear. I mean, you know, this voting issue that you're pushing is tremendous. If you don't vote, don't, you know, go out there and spiel about what's going wrong. If you vote, then you have a chance to spiel about what's going wrong. But don't say you can't vote or you don't want to vote, because vote.
You have okay? to vote. Surely there's, Sally, there's no question you have to vote. You know, and listen, even if all you want to do is complain about the other guy, go out and vote.
Exactly. Now, what I wanted to say was, I don't listen to Fox, if I can help. I said, they've got every dial on the radio from one end of the other to the other, to the end. You know what? I told your guy, you got to up your wattage on your station. I have a hard time getting you out here. I'm in St. Clair Shores. And there's a lot of static, but I try to listen as much as I can. And do you share the station with WBZ in Boston?
No. What happens is on an AM signal, and I don't have time, Sally, to get into all of it. But you have to power up.
I realize.
You have to power up at a certain time of the day. Right. You have to power up at a certain time of the day, and then your wattage is higher. And a certain part of the day, you got to power down, and then your wattage is lower. And that's so that for atmospheric reasons, the signal doesn't bleed into other markets. It gets a little complicated.
How long are you on during the day?
Pardon me?
I mean, how long is the station on during the day?
It's on 24 hours a day.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
See, I can't get it after like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Well, you know, you can also, and I don't know if you have the internet, but you can also listen to the show right on the website, live.
Oh, at night?
Yeah. Yeah, you can listen to the station live at night.
Yeah, I do, and I do have a computer, but my age, I sit there and play games mostly. But I'm going to look you up. I'm Tony Trupiano.
That's right. You'll find
me
there.
I'm going to look you up on the internet, and I'll be sure to. Because I really would like to become active in the Democratic efforts here, and St. Clair Shores has a Democratic club. But, you know, after 7 to 8 o'clock, 80 years old is a little bit.
Now, listen, I get up about 2:45 in the morning, so even though I'm 50 years old, after 7 or 8 o'clock is a little late for me. But, so I want to thank you so much for your call. We just have to get ready to wrap it up for today.
Happy Thanksgiving, my dear. And
thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Blessings to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And that pretty much is going to wrap it up for us today. We're just about out of time. I will say this, and I just wanted to, you know, of all the things I'm grateful for, certainly, you know, my wonderful staff and this wonderful audience. But I want to thank, more importantly, at the end of the day, the United Food and Commercial Workers, and more specifically Roger Robinson, who had a vision when we first decided to do this back in May of this year. I'm not going to get into the entire backstory, nor is it really the business of anybody. But without his courage and his leadership and his vision, I would not have this opportunity. And, you know, I am grateful. I am grateful beyond words that I've been given this opportunity. And it is my hope and prayer that we will be able to keep this show on for many, many years to come. It is a needed thing. It is not just because we need to get another point of view out there, but we need to get the truth out there. And we do give the truth at the end. At the end of the day, we do give the truth. Of course, folks, I want to thank you as always. And as always, I want to remind you that you need to take care of yourself. We need to take care of each other. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes things getting busier out along I-94. If you're trying to exit Merriman Middlebelt area, you've got a lot of company there. Before too long, we may start to see some slow going off of 275. And remember, there's a construction zone out there. MDOT comes and goes through that stretch between Wayne Road and Hagerty, where at times we can have a lane taken out. So be careful of those orange barrels.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for mostly sunny skies today. Our high near 49. Tonight clear and 32. Tomorrow sunny and 54 as you make your way out. And on Friday, shoppers will find sunny skies and 58 degrees. And Saturday night into Sunday, look for rain though. Overcast and 38 right now at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify.